Boomer in the Morning, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Beep, 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 bop, 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 bop,
bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop,
bop, is going on. It's a Thursday. As we get into the show,
what is going on?
Oh, what is going on in here? Gilmore,
Jolene,
Joe Sakic,
scores.
Here in the Iconic Studios, it's J-Boy and myself.
With the stickers.
With the stickers, big wall stickers. Yeah.
Oh boy, stickers.
We got
you seen the size Kinder. Of the one behind me?
Yeah, it's big.
I just want you to take in the scope of that sticker.
It does look good, though. It's better
yeah,
than the...
cool.
Because we've moved... Again, we've been here forever. Mm. Hey, can we put up some stuff in here to make it feel more like a studio? Make it we're gonna be So because we have three stickers now in the studio, we can't put up other things like any no flames, no NHL logos, no nothing. Being that we're okay, fair enough. But it does it looks good. I just don't like the placement of the one in here is all.
Yeah,
can't see Jay.
We don't need to cover that again.
Can't see Jay.
People know.
Sounds like a 5:30 topic.
Well.
Text line wants us to just throw a mirror up in here.
Yeah, put a mirror up.
Which feels a tad janky. There is a shower curtain in here. I guess we could do a mirror, too.
I'm taking this thing down, by the way.
Shave and...
Can I hear while you pull it off the rings? I feel like that's a very satisfying sound.
Great audio. Careful up there, though, because you're going to have to stand on the table, and I don't want you to break your neck.
Why does it need to be...
There's no one else in here. It should just come down.
And I'm here to tell you, we're getting further
grab
away.
That thing.
We're getting further away from people being in here, right?
Yeah.
Like we're not closer.
No.
We're further away
now. Nope, right. Not that.
No. Like so we're going to be through two entire NHL seasons. What?
I'm pretty much as far away as I can get.
That's true. Yeah, you can't...
He's going in there.
Geographically speaking.
No, he's going to go to Panama and get some crazy stem cells shot in his shoulder. That's when he's going to be as far away as he gets.
I might.
Dude, I'm on to you. You're totally going there.
So get up there, Boom Boom. Don't worry. Don't
drop in Panama. That's got to be it.
The only reason I would...
And you know what?
Go ahead.
You get up on that... Get up on the table and rip that thing down. And if you injure yourself, you can come to Panama. I'll buy your stem cells.
Oh, look at that. Hey.
This might
be a few grand there. Wow.
Yeah, this might floor you. Probably not going to happen. And B, even if I was gung-ho, not sure I'm getting on a plane and getting to Panama today.
Well, you got time. Not today.
Not sure people are...
In the morning?
Mm-hmm. I'm hearing this thing about non-essential travel being really frowned upon. The last couple days seems really kind
like
of like a hot button topic.
Not like the sound of that.
Yeah. So how's Florida on your vacation, Rhett?
Is he gone? Really is something, isn't it?
You're not there?
He's usually probably muted, talking to himself. This is what he does twice.
Maybe he's moving. Windy?
Yeah. Hi, Ryan.
Dean, how are you?
I'm all right. Yeah, I'm all right. We covered a lot already today. Been stretching my intercostal muscles. Not intercoastal. Well, see, I said intercoastal. That's what I thought, but I've been...
Intercontinental.
Somebody's giving me a hard time on the fan feedback line about it.
But Continental Arena. No,
we've done some stretching, some breathing exercises. Did you learn how to breathe? Did you ever go to broadcast school, or what was your
thing? I did a crash course after university, so it was kind of like we don't have to teach you Lugans how to write. Hopefully you have a brain and we'll move quickly here. But yes, there was a lot of early days of like, okay, here's how we talk naturally. Here's how we talk when we don't sound natural.
Yeah.
So
don't wear your shoulders for earrings is what I was told. You know, because when you get it, just let your shoulders down.
Yeah. Just and also the first day at school. You're good. Calm down. Be you.
Don't talk into your chest. Go ahead and like.
Yeah. Get out of your nose. Get out of your chest. Get out of your nose.
And don't just yell. So, there's a difference between just yelling and like projecting your voice.
Regis. When, Dean, did you get rid of the howdy partner thing and really start sounding like you? Like, when was that Red Deer when that transformation happened?
You know,
was it somewhere in Brandon?
The howdy partner.
Well, you have it. I have something like that. Hey, gang.
I think everybody.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Calgary.
I think once you start doing talk radio, you just, because when you're doing music radio, you're in, you're out. Hey, hi, gang. You got 40 seconds. You maintain that, and then you get to break, and then you play music for 20 minutes and whatever. I think once you start talking for 20 minutes at a time, I just think inevitably you relax and just start talking.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an insignificant skill to have, though, if this is what you're going to do. It sounds ridiculous, but of all the things that you learn in schools, learning how to talk is kind of one of them. Yeah, get your feet flat on the floor. Take that breath. Just relax. Get your voice. Get out of your nose. Get out of your throat. And just get down to where you should be.
Right in the trout.
Get out of the trout. So yeah, I didn't know if you went to school or not, because you were kind of you're like a prodigy, right?
That's the word, yeah.
Yeah.
That's what my wife calls me.
It's effortless.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, prodigy. Do the dishes before you come to bed.
Yeah. The world is the oyster.
Yeah. Hey, prodigy, you left the seat up again.
You had the good voice till you did the surgery.
I don't know if I did. I mean, it was different for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think I've got, like, legendary pipes. Like, if you just went straight by, like, resonance and sound, like, Bill's got the best pipes in the building, right? I'm not talking about, like, natural. I'm just talking about, like, deep, hearty, strong.
I would grab him by the throat.
Right, the what?
The throat.
Trout?
The throat.
Oh, the throat.
I'd grab him by the throat.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit.
Okay.
Yeah. Detroit. Great town.
Detroit Red Wings.
Yeah.
Detroit.
But I think everybody, when you start doing, when you first get that first job doing radio, and you're like spinning the hits, oh boy.
Mm-hmm.
Look out.
I had some amazing blunders. That was always the best part of those first jobs. You'd be in the middle of nowhere with small, small audiences. So they're like, yeah. Well, you had a huge screw up, but there's probably only six people listening, so don't do that again.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of things that if mistakes I made over the years, things that I've said on the air, like 20 years ago, you just would not have been on the air anymore. Just like,
there's Captain Antennile right here on Moose FM.
What are you saying? That's not funny. It's offensive. You just, here's a box. Get your bleep and get out. Okay, sorry. I was just trying to be funny. But your surgery, now, do you feel like your pipes are do you feel like you have a lower register post-surgery or not?
I don't know. It resonates differently. That's it. It's not like anything where your voice would come from so much as like the chamber it bounces around, the size of the room it's echoing in. So it sounds different for sure, but I don't know what it feels anymore. The other thing that was really horrifying about that is that I was so stuffed up for the 2-3 weeks after that, because they literally just went in and caved in a bunch of sinus cavities up there. So it was a bit of trauma. I should have had a little more time off. I was like, nah, I'll be back soon. No worries. But it wasn't just the different sound so much as I was entirely stuffed up. And for many, many weeks, a lot of, you know, there's shoes coming out of there, old boots and kinds of gross stuff. Yeah. It's not good.
Like the belly of a shark.
Yeah, there's 100%.
Is that a shopping cart?
Weird. Wow, how'd that get up there?
Yeah. You lost me halfway through because I remember seeing the photo you sent of your beak.
That's what I figured would happen.
And started gagging.
That's the head cheese dry heave. That's the clip for that one.
Yeah. So where are you, Warner? Are you with us?
Yeah.
Really solid start. Like really a really good start. Yeah.
Where'd he go to radio school?
I believe he went to Muted While Talking College.
He went to Boomer University is where he went.
Programs.
Yeah. he you know what he did? He has a master's in turn your mic on is what your mic's not on. Turn your mic on.
Yeah. That was the first week but still a decade later.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah. Still really good at it. Good at doing radio without his mic on.
But a natural for it.
Yeah, it's natural.
It's
that's
almost
true.
Annoying how, how good he is. At that.
Yeah, you don't learn that in school.
No,
that's something you're born with.
Mm-hmm.
We talked about this in the 5:30.
Okay.
Kind of heaping. It's not blame.
Uh oh.
But Jay was very quick. See, on Monday we were supposed to give away this Sock Rocket 1-year membership.
That probably falls on me then.
And it didn't get given away. It wasn't given away on Monday. Jay was very quick to say, yeah, I wasn't here. Ash. And neither was I. So, okay. Then on Tuesday, it wasn't given away. I wasn't here. Jay was here. Yesterday, we were all here. And it still didn't get given. It still wasn't given away. Oh, man.
There's only one constant. It's me. So I'll just wear this one and let's give it away.
No.
I was here all 3 days. So let's just move right along. Thank you.
Because here's the thing. Too often things get put into emails just kind of and by the way, do this. It's like, it's kind of a bigger thing than just the last footnote on an email. Let's give it away however you want. Because you need to send audio of it too, Jay, right? You need MP3s of the giveaway, which they're waiting for.
Yeah.
They've not yet gotten the MP3s of us giving away the 1 year.
No, we haven't yet done it, so you're not going to have those MP3s yet.
So at some point today, we need to do that. Let's not forget.
MP3.
MP3.
I mean, you could do it now.
Let's talk about how we're going to do it. How should we do it?
Well, feel like this has got to be people that are very inside the station people, show people, because they're going to get socks with your mugger Steinbergs. So we need the type question. Doesn't have to be necessarily sports, but P1 for sure.
It should almost be a show question. You're right.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So like less, who did the Flames trade Joe Noondike for? And more of, who was the person that blurted out this cuss word on air and didn't get paid leave.
Right.
That sort of stuff, right?
Yeah. Okay.
What mode of transportation was Dean joking about when he got told to keep making money but stay home?
We'll do a show trivia at some point this morning.
Yeah.
David Dickinson.
Dave!
Will be on the show at about 7:25. How about that? You dig?
You just copy and Kerr's show from yesterday, hey?
Yep.
Are we going to go a half hour with him?
Football picks.
Dave's going to make football picks. That's
awesome. No, our football picks are coming up at 7:45.
I wouldn't mind it.
We've talked to him. We could, I guess. I feel like he's a guy that he's not his jam. I don't feel like him scrambling to the Circle K at 10:30 on Sunday morning to get that ticket. I don't see Dave doing that.
No, that's not him. No, he's organized and he's not a gambler.
I just don't think
those things off.
5.5. That's too many points for New Orleans.
I don't know they're
gonna
lay
that. Drew Brees is out.
Yeah.
I just don't have. I don't think Jameis. I don't think that's Dave. It's a terrible Dave impression. Like both of them. Like it's an awful impression and a terrible read as to what he would actually say.
So you were trying to be Dave there? That was Dave?
Lack and Fora, 8:05, also on the way. And then tonight, Thursday Night Football, Arizona at Seattle. Lots of points. More or less, fewer or beyond 57.5 points is the question.
That's a good question. When they met last time, it was like 65, 68 points. It was a lot.
Is that right? Yeah.
Because it was 38-35, overtime, field goal.
And Seattle's D has gotten worse.
Yes, and Kyler Murray has done more impressive things since that last game, including the Hail Mary at the end of last game he played. This reeks of a lot of points and not a lot of stops, per se.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think Seattle's that good. I mean, it was a lovely story at the start. Oh, Russell hasn't won an MVP. And 4 weeks in, everyone was engraving his name on the trophy. But, like,
Well, and, yeah.
He's very good. There's not a lot else going on there beyond the passing game. They've been really hurt in the run game. They can't stop anyone on defense.
So is that his fault, though?
Not at all.
Right?
There's going to be more complete and successful seasons by quarterbacks. That he's got some competition in the MVP now. It's not going to be this Drew Doughty Achievement Award that we thought it was going to be. Oh, it's like you're going to have Mahomes in the mix. You know, I think Kyler Murray is all of a sudden throwing his name in the hat with some of the things he's done. And if they finish second or third in that division, and Russ has a great season, but he's turned over the ball a lot because he has to throw it, and there's not a lot of balance there, I don't think he wins the MVP.
I'll tell you what.
There yet? No, but he's not the favorite anymore. He used to be like even money, and now he's way back.
That the one pick he threw last week against L.A. Was it L.A. last week?
It was L.A. last week.
It could had all that open field. Run for the first down, but instead throws it to the far side, like across the body to the far side of the end zone, and it's just an easy pick. It's like, okay, what's going on? You're trying too hard, son. But it's, again, the top two running backs have been out for about a month. Taking Metcalf away, just focus on him, and you've got some other receivers there. But it makes
unless you'll put up points, and they can't stop anyone.
Makes life difficult when you got to score 50 every single game. So we'll talk to Lacken 4805. The Pinder Report is coming up. I would guess busy Pinder Report today. We got a lot to talk about.
I do need one favor from Jay that I'll ask for right now. This Raptors point guard that went in the first round. Don't know how to say his first name.
Malachi.
It's a CH. I'm right? worried. Do you have the audio? There's usually like the
Malachi
with the 29th pick. We got one of those drops in the folder that I can listen to it, and then I can get use it in the trendings. I can talk about it. We could play it in the Pinder Report.
Anyone old enough to know what the Malachi Crunch was?
Delicious. No idea.
Okay.
Sounds like a Mexican chocolate bar.
Just going to show myself out. I'm going to maybe give myself one of these, and then just throw it a break. 622, Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Boomer in the morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rhett Warner, special guest host on Boomer in the Morning. Brought to you by Wild Horse Brewery. Fueling hardworking Albertans since 96. Find their premium craft beers around Alberta and at their taproom and restaurant located in the Currie Barracks.
Our guest hotline is brought to you by Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar. Open for limited dine-in service. Safety precautions in place. Atlas Pizza and Sports Bar, the best pizza pasta, steaks, and ribs since 1975 at 6060 Memorial Drive Northeast. We're into it. 6:29 Thursday. You know what we had last night, Pinder? We had a skiff.
Yeah. That's 2 days in a row with a skiff.
We had a skiff.
Been skiffing.
Although I think the further north you go, less of a skiff and more just actual snow.
Less skiff, more drift.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of how it works around here. Yeah. Higher elevation up north. Golf courses a little later open, quicker to close.
Yeah.
That'll happen.
Because I know there was somewhere, basically central Alberta. When I see this, like Stettler and Delburn, I saw on some kind of a thing this morning. Oh, that's a weather, not a weather watch, but snowfall warning kind of a thing. Snowfall. Mm-hmm. So for everybody north of Airdrie. I guess take care and caution out there. Not sure what. Not sure if that's anything, but here, just a little bit, on my way into work though. McLeod Trail, nice and damp. Salt trucks are out. They're getting her done for you.
Good work, boys.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen out there, getting those roadways cleared for us. We appreciate you. We appreciate you.
Those damn guys are always in the way.
They're not in the way.
Ripping in on Deerfoot.
What was I mad at them about?
I don't know. Making too much noise, knocking over your trash bins. It's hard to keep up. I don't remember.
Forget what it was.
But you were.
Hey, you know what we're gonna do this winter? We're gonna shovel your driveway every time it snows. Get off my property.
What would you think? Right,
don't get me started about shoveling.
Some cop showed up at my house yesterday with a note.
You are such a deadbeat.
I'll tell you, deadbeat. You know how often I've shoveled that whole neighborhood's sidewalk? I'm a snow angel.
You don't need plow guy.
You can tell that's the old studio.
Yeah.
That wasn't plow guy.
Yeah, that was not plow guy, but...
snow related.
Yeah. But no, you have
I'm a snow angel.
You have had issues for whatever reason with the good men and women who keep us safe.
Hmm.
I forget what it was.
Yeah,
I think they were dumping stones or something, and it was all smacking my vehicle on the deer foot.
Oh, dear. Well, back up, stupid.
Can't remember. Slow down. I think it does say don't follow.
Amber and Red, snowplow ahead. Yeah, give him some space. Back off.
He's up on the throttle there, mister.
Boys, I apologize there. I don't know what was going on. Same place, same setup.
All good.
You guys would talk for 5 seconds, it'd be clear as day, and then silence.
Yeah.
So guess what I had to do?
Order a drink.
Nope.
Oh.
Come on. What's the go-to move in that studio? I went to the old Jeffrey move.
To the old hard reboot?
Turn it off and turn it back on again?
I did a hard reboot.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beauty. Yeah, it's a good move.
The old power cycle.
Yeah, the old power cycle. Well done.
Oh,
yeah.
You're going to want to crawl underneath and just turn it off, and then what you're going to want to do in technical terms is turn it back on again.
I'm going to go out for a smoke, but if you could give it a power cycle.
Huh? Millwork.
Oh, yeah. Turn it off, turn it on. Okay.
Warner, do you remember the one? Because I don't think you were there. We were at one of the Lotto show homes, and because they had the two FM stations plus us. Now, 660 was there, but they kind of do their own thing. But they had three shows going live from the show home, and pretty much all three had issues. And
hair
he was
on fire.
Racing up and down the stairs, and all he was doing was just saying, F, 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 just over and over again, just swearing and cursing and yelling. And it's, dude, you got to calm down. And for us all, what was it? Like one cable was in the wrong hole or something at the back. Yep. He was just absolutely losing his mind.
It was amazing. We just kick back, feet up, like it's probably like 540. Who cares?
Yes, dude.
He's losing his mind, and we're just like laughing at him. Like, this is amazing. This is better than a movie.
It's not like somebody forgot to lock the bank vault door. And it's wide open for the public just to come in and take it. We're just not going to be on the air for about 5 minutes. Just calm yourself. We'll be fine. F, 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 F. And then finally he calms down. Oh, guys, I'm just so sorry about that. I'm so sorry. Yeah. Well, you knew you were going to get to this spot. You knew that eventually we were going to get on the air and that everything was going to be okay. He just couldn't wrap his head around it at the time. Up and down those stairs. God. That's our Jeff.
Well, and it's like it wasn't like there was dead air on the station.
No, we had stuff
more of that
on the
goofy
air,
wrestler show in the morning like that. From New York.
Now, Warner, what's today is what, Thursday? When are you pulling up stakes and moving back back north up to Fort Lauderdale?
Up to Fort Lauderdale today.
Are you
up there packing up? Yep.
Okay.
And are you coming back to the Keys? Because you said you booked something a week out.
I was just checking our rates down here. Unbelievable. Yeah, I'm coming back.
Really,
I'm coming back. I might go week on, week off.
Just bounce between the two.
Back and forth. Back and forth. Yep. Looking at boats yesterday. Know nothing about driving around in the ocean, but it looks like fun. They're not cheap.
No, I don't imagine.
Not giving them away,
I will say that. No.
Does Greg have a shop down there that you could get a free one or, you know, sell it back for more than
some
you paid
satellite for? Alberta Marine location?
Yeah. Alberta Marine down in Fort Lauderdale or what?
No.
I haven't located it, but perhaps I should contact
them. Well, check the yellow pages.
Or maybe I should see if that boat that I had or that Boomer had is available.
Yeah.
You got seaworthy?
So two things that I want to bring up. Further communique between the shoveler and my wife. Have you heard? Did you get any feedback that there's been some texting back and forth? That she's.
I saw a picture yesterday. That was it.
Yeah. There was some texting that was going on, And just more out of curiosity, so how's it going? What are you guys, when are you thinking of coming back? And it's not, because for those who don't know, Rhett's been gone since early first week of October, and is loving life down in Florida. I've taken care. We have his dog, who you have no attachment to, but apparently the family does. I'm led to believe that the boys and the shoveler miss the dog, talk about the dog a lot. Is that true?
They bring it up, and I continually say, the dog's gone. Don't talk about it.
Jeez. You heartless, cold corpse of a human.
Because
that's exactly what I say. I say, don't talk about the dog. Dog's gone.
So terrible. Yeah, because... my wife was saying, yeah, she said, oh, when we miss him, the boys are asking about him. They can't wait to see him again. They're excited to see him, which, again, that's every story has two sides to it, right, Rhett? So I don't know. Maybe that's just one side. Maybe that's not even accurate, but that's what I was led to believe. I was also led to believe that the nomadic lifestyle is starting to wear thin on some people in your group.
Well, wonder who that could be.
Like I said yesterday, those people have a passport and a credit card that they're not afraid to use. So
those people could head home right now.
There was some thought that, you know, Christmas gifts don't buy themselves, that there's some things that kind of...
If buying Christmas gifts is a problem, really? Come on.
Then do you need a month and 6 days? Do you really need that much time? You could do that in one swoop if you're smart. Like,
that,
let's go.
No, that
Christmas gifts,
wants,
you're on your Christmas gift. The trip's the Christmas gift. Yeah. Let's go.
No,
that person wants to spend 6 weeks looking at Christmas gifts. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right.
But there was just some thought that the packing, unpacking, that was starting to...
Well, it does change. So when we're here, we just had one room. Price was right. Really great rates.
Jeez.
So they got the king bed and the bunk beds. So it was
boys earmuffs.
Three
enough, but
you had three boys on the bunk beds?
It's a twin or double or whatever on the bottom and a single on top.
Yeah.
When you only have one room, less fun. Lauderdale, we got the same room we had last time. They got their own room, their own bathroom, got the living area, kitchen, and we got our own. So it's a little different there.
Yeah.
It'd be nicer there. Because it does drag on you if you're in a regular room, oh boy.
Yeah.
Enough.
Even when you can go outside, obviously, like, because you're spending more time outside the room than in, but inevitably you got to get back in that room sometimes, and it can be hairy.
Well, we leave the room at 9 o'clock. You don't go back till even 6, and you're like, holy smokes, enough.
Okay, so now here's the second part. So you're traveling today. What time will you get in there today?
Well, we're gonna get the math class finished probably around noon, and then head north a couple hours, so 2:30.
All right. What's on, so then tomorrow being Friday, do you have anything planned in the Fort Lauderdale, or just kind of get there and see how it goes?
There's a Funky Fish program. They could put the boys in the Funky Fish program. Drop them off it's right in the hotel.
Yep.
It's with other children. 9 o'clock. Babysat basically all day. So pick them up at 3. Mm-hmm. Just like going to school.
So here's what I'm
crafts.
Here's what I'm getting at. Because you have the 2 hours you're 2 hours ahead. It's already 8:30 in the morning there. I'm hoping that tomorrow. Drinking chaufferette.
That's a great idea.
Could you get because you get up early, you go get your coffee. Is there any way you can start to get into the sauce at about, like, start nipping at about 7:30, 8 o'clock your time? So that by the time...
In the morning?
Yes. So that by the time 7:30 mountain time rolls around 8 o'clock, I'd like to hear Drunk Rhett tomorrow.
It's a good idea.
Drinking Holy show. Smokes.
You were talking about the other day. You can step into some wave runners at breakfast as long as you got a resort with a pool. That's carte blanche. Let's go.
Like, you want me to do it right now?
Well, I'm giving you the day. I'm giving because you're traveling today. I just figure once you get there, you got nowhere to go. You don't need to drive anywhere. You got nothing. Yeah, I could probably have some Bloody Marys for breakfast. Get into the sauce a little bit.
I can't stand Bloody Marys, but I'll get into the sauce.
Okay, good.
It's not a bad idea, actually.
Right? It's a Friday.
Especially if the boys are... And we didn't really celebrate the shoveler's birthday yesterday. I mean, we did, but it wasn't.
And what better gift than you drunk at noon?
Regret.
Yeah. I was going to say, yeah. I mean, if you need to touch up that gift, why not just be a degenerate drunk all day?
Babe, I'll tell you what.
Icing on the cake.
You would get a load of me. You want to go for lunch, babe? Come on.
Hey, boys, go to the pool and keep yourselves busy. Mom and Dad are going to look at your curriculum.
Some nachos. Okay. So I'm just putting it out there. I think it could be some entertainment for us if you... Because, we've had that before. Again, telling tales out of school, maybe. But when we've done the airport shows on our way out of town to Vegas or wherever...
Yeah, those are...
Those become fun. And that's without the 2 hour buffer. I think that especially with the extra 2 hours.
If I get a text from our boss, maybe a few too many. How many does he have?
That was funny because you weren't even that bad. Freak. We were a couple ahead of you there, and he was all over you.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this is perfect. Let's set the smoke screen. Let's just press the accelerator here. This is great. He thinks Rhett's gooned and we're sober? Floor it now. Oh, we're just trying to catch up to Rhett, boss.
Yeah, I don't know. Geez. Yeah, it was crazy, Kel. I don't know. I don't know what he was thinking.
He knocked over a table. The servers wanted to kick him out of there. It was bad, Kelly.
Wow. Pinder's got a beer flight in front of him, 4 pints of beer.
Can I get more Baileys for this coffee warm-up? Let's go.
Really unprofessional, Kel. I don't know what Rhett was thinking. I'll talk to him. Don't worry. I'll talk to him about it.
I was so happy when I heard that. And we're getting beer dropped off tomorrow morning, too.
I heard.
Yeah. Our buddies at Iconic getting ready for the old turkey bowl with the American Thanksgiving coming up. So. Going to be a little more virtual and isolated than normal, the usual festivities of Cowboys, but they're going to get us some turkey sandos and a growler of beer from Cold Garden. How about that?
Yeah, it's a week today?
I think so.
7 days. I'm looking at the website, iconicturkeybowl.com. 7 days, 3 hours. You can, ordinarily, we go to Cowboys, sit down, have turkey, watch football, that whole thing, and raise money for the kids, you know, raise money for a great cause. What they're doing this year in support of kids sport. You can buy raffle tickets and be part of that, or you can have your fun at home. Iconic, the Turkey Bowl. You can get your Big Sky Barbecue lunch and Cold Garden Brewery, the Growler,
so good.
Delivered to your place from $105. Maybe you just want the lunch. You don't want the booze. That'll show up. So we're trying to do it. They're trying to do it. They've put in the work. They've got the idea. And why not? So we're going to enjoy a little bit of the custom growler, perhaps.
Oh, baby, I like that. You been to that place?
I haven't, which would shock you, I know. But
well, I mean, so there's a bunch that have popped up, and there's a lot of great brewers in town. But nothing feels more like that 70s show basement than the Cold Garden garage / tap room / like brewery. It's got that vibe of like.
I'm gonna tell you right now, boom!
Got bloodshot eyes,
boom! Rhett,
yeah,
they're dog friendly.
Really?
Yep. Well, bring Luke.
Important for Rhett.
Dogs and kids and beer. It's beautiful. The kids play with the dogs and the parents can slam back a few pints. Beautiful, beautiful 2020 parenting.
You know, they got kind of the 50-50 going that half will go to the winner, half goes to kids sport. Do it. Go check it out online. IconicTurkeyBowl.com.
Here's your slate for next week.
Hit me.
Houston, Detroit's the early one. That's
how does Detroit always get it?
Well, it's Detroit and Dallas always host. Yeah. They're the traditional ones. I don't know the history of it, but that's always the case. And then they added a third one.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the gem because the Washington Football Club against the Dallas Cowboys, that yeah. I mean, Detroit could be 500 after this week in theory, and then they could try to go over next week, but that's probably not enough in the NFC North with Green Bay there and Minnesota looking improved. Albeit with Chicago sliding. But the nightcap's the gem. Ravens, Steelers, 6:20.
Nice.
You're going to want to have a couple turkey sandos in the belly by then. We work our way through the growler. By the time that one gets on, that is going to be a marquee matchup.
Where are you going to be for that one, Warner? Are you going to be still in Fort Lauderdale, or do you know yet?
That's the decision, right? I can't decide if we'd hunker down for that weekend in Lauderdale or come back down here. Or go to Panama.
You're very tight with Panama. So that's, we got a lot on the go. So that's hoping for a drinky show tomorrow.
Let us know. Tell your wife to stop sending dog pictures and I'll start drinking. That's perfect. Let's do it.
I want the dog. I'll be honest.
Yeah.
My house is going to be, my house will be devastated if you come home and take the dog back.
Well, that's part of the thing. That's the thing. These people, they don't think it all through. I have thought it all through. How do you, the poor dog, how do you take it out of a place that it's got comfortable? It's up
like
on
your home when you gave him away?
I know, but it's up on Boomer's like furniture and stuff. Like, and his bed, he's got no discipline at all.
I'll tell you, this dog is the sweetest dog. It doesn't bark. He loves to be in the road though. When you're cooking dinner, he's right in the middle of the kitchen. He's ready for anything that might hit the floor, and he's underfoot all the time. But if you ever sit on a chair, the couch, or I mean, lay down for a nap or for bedtime. He's basically laying across your throat. He's sitting on your shoulder and snuggled in as tight as he can be. We love this dog. We are in love with this dog, and I don't know how it's going to end.
Well, the dog might die.
Stop it.
No, that's what I'll tell the kids.
What's the matter
that's
with
what I'm telling the dog died. They lost
it. Oh, that's there. You are. There's the happy ending.
Yeah, that'll be good.
You're going to lie to your kids about a dog being dead. Come on.
I think just based on that, SPCA should make me keep the dog. Clearly, you are not fit to be a dog owner. It's only right.
Are you ready to eat that price tag on the dog, Rhett? You were talking about selling this. I don't know you're selling anymore. I feel like this is a donation now.
Yeah, exactly. Or... I can't even sell the thing. Recoup some of my losses.
I'm okay with Boom making the moral call of like keeping the dog for himself, based on what the other option is.
Yeah, I think that the dog is the two dogs now get along great. They're wrestling in the backyard. They're playing around, zipping around in the backyard through the snow, loving life. I just think it's a better spot for the dog. And we've renamed him Lewis, by the way.
Oh no!
Yeah. Lewis.
Lewis. Hello, Lewis.
Very formal.
Yeah.
He's Lou.
Hello, Lou.
Louis.
Such a good boy.
Mind Lewis. It's all right.
All right. Well,
I'm glad you're enjoying him because I don't want him.
I know. Busy 7 o'clock hour. Dave Dickinson, our terrible football picks for Sports Select. Jason Lackenfora just after 8. The Pinder Report when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Every day we have got the 9 with Ryan Pinder. It's brought to you by Envision Custom Renovations. Take advantage of all-time low interest rates. Renovate your home the way that you've always envisioned. Learn more at envisioncustomrenovations.com. Tonight, Thursday Nighter sees Arizona at Seattle. Points, 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 points. The Sports Select over-under 57.5. Maybe going to be part of our football picks coming up in less than an hour. NFL insider Jason Lackenfora, COVID continues to be an issue. Games are going to be played. It's just who's going to be left a little bit shorthanded. Sounds like maybe the Raiders, a bunch of guys on the defensive side of the football,
just six,
and they're only playing Kansas City, so that's
right. Not
a bad thing.
Yeah, and they actually somehow beat Kansas City, so it's not like Kansas City won't be fired
up to
play them Sunday.
And it's indoors, so there's no potential weather to slow down the track meet that is the Chiefs' offense. So yeah,
jeez.
I was thinking maybe that might factor into my football picks later. But anyway, tonight it is Arizona at Seattle. Seahawks a long, long way from the Legion of Boom.
Yeah.
Quite a departure. Let's get to the Pinder Report, shall
we? The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. Motorworks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealer's prices. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Ryan Pinder.
Thank you, Jay. Do appreciate that. Boys, seems the NHL players were not listening to our show yesterday. We do start with the National Hockey League.
The worst non-death experience of my life.
Yeah. Rhett was saying yesterday, careful players, don't go picking a fight with the owners. They're losing lots of money too. Pierre LeBrun yesterday suggesting the idea of further salary deferral wasn't a popular one with NHLPA members. Keep in mind, this is a revenue split business, 50-50, and any overpay to the players by the owners this year and future years is just going to be given back to the owners further down the road in the future. Cap and escrow set and locked in until hockey-related revenue returns to $4.8 billion, the figure it was supposed to hit before the pandemic rocked the sporting world and the rest of the world, at which point the cap could then again go up. But this looks to be a major bloodbath on the revenue front, and I wonder how the owners feel about this. They'll get their money eventually, but are they okay waiting 3, 4, 5, 6 years? Do they have to threaten to cancel the season to get more salary deferrals? Are older players just happy to pass the buck, retire, and let younger players deal with less money on the table down the road? Got a bit of a fight brewing here, or at least a difference of opinion.
Here's
don't
Elliot,
know that this is good.
I'll give you this. This is Elliot Friedman from yesterday talking about this negotiation, using air quotes, that's going on.
The league had let it be known that they felt that even since the new CBA was signed in July, which is, what, 6 months ago, things have changed. The player reaction is pretty much what you would expect it would be. Hey, we just signed a deal. Why do we have to change it? There is something in that CBA that said there could be further negotiations, but both sides have to agree. So I think there's some frustration. I don't think it means it's impossible that something's going to get done, but I don't think they're incredibly happy about it.
That's the other side, right? The players get in July to get the game back in the ice, to get this thing going. We agreed to the look, harmony between the owners and the players. Who thought such a thing could ever exist? And sure enough, a few months later, oh, about that deal we had? We're going to have to look at that again.
Well, the other part of it is, how do you not get in writing, prorated or not prorated, right? But again, they had a lot on their plate. They were working with the idea that they would play 82 this year, and now it's clear they won't, and that opens the big can of worms here, which is, how do we compensate players if we only play 48 or 60 or 70 games? Because to give them a full season of salary when we have massive revenue shortfalls, I don't know that that makes a lot of sense from the owner's perspective, but I guess you could fight and drag your feet. They are going to get their money back at some point if they overpay the players. That is the rule, and maybe, just maybe, that U.S. TV deal can save the day. They got a new one coming up
maybe.
In here.
Maybe.
Doubt it. But maybe. Much lighter news.
What do you? I was going to say, what do you think, Rhett? Players should really dig in here. Maybe lose a year's salary. Is that the way to go?
I don't think that's the move. Hey?
No.
Much lighter news. Braden Holtby stuck at the Canada-U.S. border yesterday. Dean, did you hear why?
I did. This is so sad. But again, if you're a pet lover, as we know, Rhett isn't. But if you're a lover of pets, this is just, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, he apparently didn't have the proper export papers for his tortoises.
Yeah.
And by his tortoises, we mean his children's pet tortoises. So they were stuck at the border. Holtby's wife tweeting out to the internet, anyone help us here? Wildlife gaming officials won't let us leave the country. We have paperwork to get into Canada, but we don't have paperwork to get the tortoises out of the States.
Yeah, Honey and Maple are the two turtles. They've been kept with the Federal Fish and Wildlife. Can't get them across the border. I'm stealing somebody else's joke, but
they took them away.
Yeah, they did.
They're holding on to them.
Can't go to Vancouver, and already Brad Treliving in contract talks to acquire the two turtles and
really?
Add them to the Canuck contingent here in Calgary. So that's
more depth forwards, league minimum deals. I
that's
don't
right.
mind.
Yeah,
those really are low risk, Dean.
Yeah,
enough to blow up when you can bury it all in the minors.
That's right.
As long as you get the paperwork to get them to Stockton.
Not sure about the foot speed.
Yeah, a little slow.
Fair point.
Yeah.
Fair point. Felt that way about some of his other signings, too, though.
Oh, geez.
Okay. Well, another hockey-ish note. Certainly not the NHL, but the ECHL. Sad news. North Division team's not going to play this year. The South will go, which is good news for our buddy Wacy Rabbit, who's down in Jacksonville. But the North Division, not going to play. It's been canceled, Dion. So that means it's been canceled because until it's canceled, it's not canceled. But now it's canceled, so it is.
Until it's canceled, it's not canceled.
Right, well, it's canceled.
It's canceled.
Fast game.
Yep.
NFL, how about the matchup tonight? A high-octane NFC West matchup on Thursday Night Football. I like this. Now, they've already played once, but where were we last when we checked in on the Arizona Cardinals?
Murray back to throw, flushed out, rolling left in trouble, slips a tackle, got to launch it. He does. Left side, into the end zone, jump ball, and it is. Is it caught? Is it caught? Oh, my goodness, it's caught. DeAndre Hopkins caught it. He caught it for a touchdown with 1 second left. I can't believe it. You've got to be joking me. Hopkins reaches up with three defenders around him and pulls it in, and the Cardinals lead it 32-30 with a second left.
It's a pretty good performance there. Yeah, that's the Cardinals are good. Now, here's the thing, though. They are going to be facing the worst pass defense in the league tonight, and not only just in the league this year, but in the history of the NFL, this Seattle pass defense on pace to annihilate the record for leakiest pass defense ever in the history of the NFL. Both teams 6-3 tied with the Rams for top spot in a hotly contested NFC West. These two clubs met back in week 7. Didn't disappoint. Cards were down 10 with 2.5 minutes to play. Touchdown, field goal, and then won it in the dying seconds of overtime. 37-34. That's 67 points, Dean, the last time these two teams met. Murray and the Cardinals' offense hasn't exactly slowed since then, and the Seattle pasty really hasn't started to gel since then either. This has fireworks written all over it.
I'm excited for a Thursday game.
I know. This is good. And then next Thursday we get Baltimore-Pittsburgh after two games on the morning and afternoon. We got a couple good ones in a row here.
Because we say it all the time, bad football can be exciting football. Is there any way that this game can be a dud tonight?
Is there a script where Arizona just annihilates them, or is that still fun to watch?
I think it's still fun to watch.
And I think Russell's probably too good for his team to get blown out because he'll just march back down the field.
Get behind, he starts throwing the ball over the yard.
You're going to see lots of DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett if they get down, right? They're not going to be trying to run the ball with DJ Dallas or a dinged-up Carlos Hyde. This won't be boring. I'm kind of with you there. By the way, McBride, big Seahawks fan, going to slide by with his picks of the week at 9:05. Massive Seahawks guy, and he has heavily invested in tonight's game. Maybe not with the take you'd think. Don't miss that. So it's another day, which means we have more, sadly.
Coronavirus!
Yeah. It's not getting better, Dean. Tighter, intensive protocols in the NFL will start Saturday. Masks now mandatory for on-field practices. All meetings will be held virtually or in large spaces with room to distance. Coronavirus! Yeah, the Raiders added 6 defenders to the COVID list. They're already missing a pair of players on that list. D-end Clennon Farrell reportedly tested positive, and a lot of others were deemed high risk due to proximity. They can still play on Sunday against the Chiefs, but they're going to need to produce negative tests every day to get there. And yeah, the Chiefs, that's not the ideal matchup for the Raiders. They beat them already.
You know, I've had the virus.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm doing my best.
Yeah, Gruden knows. The virus ain't good. The Chiefs are.
I'm very sensitive about it, but I'm calling plays.
Mm-hmm. Doing his best.
Apologize, and if I get fined, I will have to pay the fine. But, you know, I'm very sensitive about all of that.
Mm-hmm. So in the last week, 17 positives in the league. And it's almost not even the positive necessarily that are the part that really screw things up, because you've had a couple of those per team. It's more all the guys in proximity of the positive cases that have to isolate and go onto the list and produce a bunch of negatives before they can return. I mean, it's really surprising. We've only had to move, what, 1 or 2 games to try to reshuffle that Tennessee-Pittsburgh game that was supposed to be week 3? Like, they've been walking the tight wire, but it's getting harder and harder each week, it seems. I know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what to say about it, because we're not supposed to talk about it, really. But...
Well, I mean, you talk about whatever you want. Someone told you not to talk about it?
Who told you not to talk about
it? How does this... But how does it... How does it get all unwound, ever? With these vaccines, I guess? Is that the idea?
The vaccine's probably the idea, yeah. It's not like we're so good at holding this thing down that the numbers are getting smaller here, right? Never mind where you are. You hear the Giants fired an O-line coach yesterday after he got in a fight with Joe Judge, their head coach.
Is this confirmed? Because
well, there's multiple reports, but
I like it if it's true.
I want it to be true. Mark Colombo is the O-line coach. Joe Judge is the head coach. Giants have three wins now. Wow, impressive. They beat Philly last week. Someone's going to win that shirt division. And apparently Joe Judge brought in someone to supplement the coaching staff with some of those O-line duties involved. Colombo wasn't keen on the new hire, got heated, and reportedly they went to blows. They started tossing haymakers, and old Colombo might have got the best of Joe Judge. You're fired. Get out of here.
Were they shooting the old Dukes?
They were shooting Dukes. Yeah. I like this, though. If your team's going to be bad, at least have your coaches fight. And please, can we get it on video next time or at least get some audio from it? If you're going to be the Giants, give us something, okay? Daniel Jones tripping up at the 20 on an 80-yard touchdown run that wasn't to be. That's good, but let's up the ante. Let's get the audio of these coaches fighting, please. To the majors.
Put them up. But looky here. Put them up, see? That was the audio. Was
here you, boy. Come here now. Looking Watch here, your mouth. See? Bad news for the Mets, or is it good news for the Mets? Yeah. Well, I mean, there's two ways to look at it. Robbie Cano is not going to play this year, Dean. A second positive PED test of his career. He's going to forego the $24 million salary he's set to make. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Drugs. Crank it up. Drugs can make you better when you're feeling ill. Drugs. Some are good, some are bad. Ask your mom, ask your dad. Robbie Cano's dad didn't tell him that Stana Zola Hullalol is not good, and he's done for the year.
What
he's
is
got
that
two
again?
More years. At, I don't know. It's something with a Lowell at the end.
Or it 24 is good. Million. He's just got to hide it better.
Yeah, that too. Yeah, and he's already had a positive, so he's not getting better at hiding it necessarily. But suddenly new Mets billionaire owner Steve Cohen's got even more room to add payroll this season, and he said as much, noting that, he's not going to pocket the $24 million that Cano will not make. He's spending it on players. He's 38 years old. Cano hit 10 home runs last year, hit 316. That's pretty good for a 38-year-old. And he's got two more years left at that $24 million tag. That's he's going to make a lot. He signed that, near quarter billion dollar deal, 10 years, $240 million with the Mariners.
Yeah,
he's still going to be able to put food on the table, but that's still a huge chunk of change to miss for, cheating.
And he used to be, I don't know if you knew this, used to be a Yankee.
Yeah, no, he's definitely.
Pitch swung on, there goes. Deep right, it is high. It is far. It is gone. Yeah. Second dirt. Robbie Cano. Don't you know?
That where he learned to cheat? Was that Clemens and the other guys, they showed him how to do it? Or
that's not accurate.
Don't you know?
Don't you know?
Don't you know? The trainer was shooting A-Rod and talked to Robbie Cano, don't you know?
Wait a minute, that's not your bum, that's his bum. I'm sorry.
Whose cheeks are these? NBA, we had the draft go last night. LaMelo Ball didn't go one, he slid to three. Anthony Edwards, off to Minnesota he goes. Enjoy the mall.
Mm-hmm.
James Wiseman, off to the Golden State Warriors at pick two. And Ball eventually got selected by the Charlotte Basketball Club at three overall. Raptors selected a pair of point guards here. This is their first-round selection.
With the 29th pick in the 2020 NBA Draft, the Toronto Raptors select Malachi Flynn from San Diego State University.
Sounded like he was learning the Toronto basketball team's name for the first time.
Malachi Flynn, the Raptorials. Got to get those Aztecs, Dean. SD State. Let's go. Mm-hmm. Yes, let's do it. Interestingly described by a lot of analysts as very Fred Van Vliet-like. Some scout saying this is the most reminiscent player I've seen of Fred Van Vliet since I scouted Fred Van Vliet. I don't know if that's good news for the Raptors and trying to retain their pending free agent point guard who says, he's looking to get paid. At 59 overall, they take Jalen Harris, another point guard. 6'5", Nevada product. You know who that makes happy.
I'm a big fat dummy.
Yeah, loves Nevada, hey? Hey,
he does. Yeah,
he's pumped. He's already endorsed the pick on Twitter.
Of course he has.
Yeah, not certainly surprising.
Stunner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some trades. 76ers moving Al Horford and picks to the Thunder for Danny Green and Terrence Ferguson. How about Danny Green's ride here? Now on his third NBA team since winning a title with the Raptors. Hasn't even got his ring yet. What?
Hmm.
And Oak City now has 17 first-round picks through 2026. I'm not making this up.
Loves picks.
Like, that's great, but can the picks play? Can the picks defend? Can the picks shoot the three? Like, we love picks, but those are going to have to turn into players at some point. 17 first-rounders in the next six drafts.
It's impressive,
Holy, right?
That's fantasy.
It's weird.
Yeah, like, that's what you're doing in your fantasy basketball or hockey or football league.
I'll give you 7 first-round picks to allow me to select first overall.
That's right, yeah.
Okay, sure, yeah.
Okay.
That works for me. Timberwolves add Ricky Rubio for picks, Josh Richardson to Dallas from Philly, and Bogdanovich. What a name. Hmm? Bogdanovich. That deal fell apart. He's supposed to go play in Milwaukee, but said, I'll opt for free agency instead. Supposed to be a sign and trade, some snags, not happening. Free agent Friday. And for the first time since 2009, there wasn't a single Canadian drafted in the draft, which I guess, you know, was bound to happen. That's a good run, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Terrible.
Bad news for the Warriors. Klay Thompson suffered a feared Achilles or heel injury yesterday. It is not good. I think he's been out since the finals against the Raptors. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
That's not just when he's about to come back and play. Rough. And finally to the historic section of the Pinder Report, Dean, because we've got so much time to eat here.
Yep.
On this day in 1983, Yari Curry became the only Finn ever to score 5 goals in a game. Patrick Laine matched the feat 2 years ago. Those are the only two. Curry, Laine. Hmm. 1995, today, Stallions beat the Stampeders at Taylor Field in Regina as the first and only U.S. team to win the Grey Cup. No ratio to deal with there. Blocking fullbacks from Cochrane High. Mike Pringle, some other jerks. Regina, experience Regina. It's a good field, Taylor Field. A lot of memories there, Rhett.
Regina.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Regina.
I think even the Riders fans might have been pulling for the Stamps in that one. That's not normal.
Oh, yeah, we would have. We're supportive. We can't be absolutely the voice.
Not with Baltimore,
cheering,
yeah,
for the...
And just a year ago on this day, November 19th, LeBron recorded a triple-double against Oklahoma City. That is the last of all the NBA teams. He's recorded a triple-double against all of them. No one else in NBA history has done that. That's pretty impressive. Finally, happy birthday to slugging first baseman Ryan Howard, Hawks sniper and three-time cup champ Patrick Kane, Dennis Hull, one of the funniest men on earth, and friend of the show, pilot, hockey player, and good man, Jeff Glass.
How about that? Glasses.
Yeah. Yeah. Enjoy your steak and birthday cake tonight. That'll be fun for you. And a Movember update for you.
Who wants a mustache, right?
Friends of the show contributing yesterday. Brian Gervais, $20. Thank you. Serge LeBlanc, $50. What a beauty. Jonathan Christensen, look at you. Red Bill, love you, boys. Thank you very much. Those are all listeners to the show, I imagine, because I've never heard their names before. And Sam Bennett's joined the cause. If you want to check out Sam's MoSpace or mine, Movember.com. That's your Pinder Report.
The Pinder Report, brought to you by Motorworks. Don't trust your BMW to just anyone. Motorworks has the latest BMW tools and software for diagnostics and repairs without dealers' prices. On 51st Ave and 3rd Street Southeast.
Poop in my pants.
Hey, look, it's 7:12. We'll break. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the morning. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Dave Dickinson coming up. Our football picks at 7:45. Jason Lacanfora just after 8. I have a question. Now, who's the youngest? Jay, is it you? Are you the youngest on the show?
Yeah, Jay's the youngest, yeah.
I believe so. Not by much.
Then you, then Warner. But I'm gonna exclude Retro out of this one. I did not watch because I don't think you're hip enough. I'm certainly not, and I you'll understand when I ask the question. I didn't watch the NBA draft. I saw the clips afterwards, and I've seen this in the past, and I'm just curious. What is with the kids that are getting drafted? This could be an F, I'm old, I guess. What's with wearing the headphones? Like they're wearing their, and not just like the earbuds, but they're wearing the big cans. They got the big cans on, and they're sitting at home in their living room with the headphones on. So are they listening to the draft? Are they hearing their name being called? Are they listening to the hip hop? Are they just on for, is it a look kind of a thing? Because there were some kids, even they were holding them in their hand. They had taken them off and they were just holding them. What am I seeing?
I imagine a bunch of it was new sponsors. Hey, this guy's part of our thing. Here's your branded headphones. Please wear them at the draft so they'll be on camera, blah, 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 blah. I would think.
I would feel like it's very rude on an important day for you and your family to be sitting together in, you're on the couch, the Chesterfield, the sofa, and everyone's excited for you, and you're sitting there with your cans on.
Hey, bud, you excited to maybe get drafted? What?
Huh?
Can't hear you.
No, dude, I got my headphones are in. I got my cans on. I can't hear you. You're about it.
So proud of you, son. Really couldn't be any.
What?
Are they worried about feedback? Is that a real thing? Like you're trying to play the draft in the room so everyone can hear it, but we don't want the feedback when we turn your mic on. Is that a thing? Or
I don't know. I don't know. So no one has an answer for me?
I think probably sponsorship.
Money.
Guys are, yeah, they're getting paid.
Money.
You got your Beats by Dre or your Bose or your whatever, whoever on your head.
Huh. Because
you've already got some sponsorship money coming in.
It felt like the NHL draft, except the rooms were well lit and everyone didn't stand up and we got to see video with their crotch. It was like one league knew what they were doing and the other was like Junior C in Manitoba.
That's true. That is
true.
Oh,
really? Hey, wow. You got to turn the lights on in the room. Oh, and you're going to stand up when you celebrate. And now we got right up to the nipples. Good. Awesome. Yep. Can't see your head. Congrats. Welcome to the league. Lafreniere sitting there. Oh, but hey, mom, you want an ice cold Gato, red or blue? Like, come on, what a joke!
Yeah, I never
think
thought
the headphones
of it,
are bad.
Because at the time, it was like, well, just the fact that they're doing a draft and they've got any kind of footage at all is great. Some of these kids are in Europe or abroad, but
and the delays were awful in the NHL one too. They're waiting and waiting and waiting. Like the NBA crushed the NHL.
Yes.
This thing. Yeah. If headphones around a guy's neck are the biggest issue, I mean, they steamrolled the NHL.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't thought about that till after. I was noticing just all the cool kids with the headphones on. If it were my son, I would be, son, take your headphones off. You're on TV, and we're in this together. It's very rude, just terribly offensive and rude to your mom to be wearing those headphones.
No, I have it here.
Yeah.
Despite the NBA draft being virtual, each draft prospect was provided with their own custom locker. Prior to tonight's event, it says the locker featured a personalized basketball, Beats portable speaker, and some wireless headphones.
Oh, yeah.
An Oculus 2 headset. I think that's like a gaming type thing.
It's VR, yeah.
And hats. Some hats for whichever team you got drafted. I don't know.
Hats for bats.
Yeah. So they all got sent a little care package.
Oh, that's nice.
A little gift bag. Swag.
There's some great suits, too. A lot of crying, some good emotional stories. Number one overall pick had a painting of his mom and his grandma who both passed to cancer. I mean, there's some incredible stories in there.
Some nice necklaces.
They call that bling.
It's
the bling, Jay.
Do you think with the NHL one, because they all, I'm sure the top guys, they didn't know where everyone was going, right? So they got, did everyone throw on a jersey? And did they send them different team
I think they got
jerseys?
A box full of them all, yeah. I think same thing in the NBA. We didn't know who was going 1-2-3 last night.
So, would you keep them?
I was going to say, what happens to the ones you don't wear?
The
Jeej.
I would keep them.
What's LaMelo Ball doing with that Timberwolves hat? Where's that going? You send it back to the league?
Yeah.
I bet you Gary's asking him. He's got the receipt. Like, hey, send that back. But I bet you the NBA's letting him keep it.
Yeah.
Now, are you a sentimental type, Warner? Because you didn't keep anything from, like, you don't know where your World Junior stuff is. Like, do you have a jersey that was given to you when you were drafted that you kept?
I've got it's got to be somewhere. Like just mom and dad dropped off a whole whack of stuff because they moved a couple months ago. So it's I haven't looked through it, but it's got to be. I'm guessing it's all in there.
If you ever come back home again, if you ever come back to Canada and back to your house, we'll have to do that live on the air. Just open that box together,
yeah, we could.
Separately together to see what's in it. But it seems like 50, yeah, it feels like 50-50 at best that you're ever coming back. Can I just have your house then?
House, dog.
I'll take the house and the dog. Absolutely. Yeah, okay.
Cars?
The code is 2232.
No, you shouldn't have said that. It's on the air. Oh, dear. Yeah, that was live. We didn't
Jake, bleep that up.
We've got coming up this morning at some point, we're going to give away the one-year membership, the subscription to Sock Rocket. Sock Rocket CA did a great job for us with our socks, donating a bunch of money to kids sport, and we're going to make somebody a winner.
I have a request.
Yeah?
Can we do this now before we forget? Because we got a few interviews coming up. We got picks. We got...
Okay, well...
By that time, it's going to be 8:30, and...
I got one.
All right, do it.
Can it be from today, or is that too current?
I don't care.
Rhett's former dog that is now Boomer's dog just underwent a name change.
Yeah, need the...
What was the dog's old name? What's the dog's new name?
Ooh, that's good. Yeah. So we need your name, the old name, and the new name.
That's right.
Text it in at 960-960 if you grab it. We're going to get you a Sock of the Month subscription. Every month for a full year, you'll be receiving new socks in the mail, courtesy of Sock Rocket. Dave Dickinson coming up, Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning continues on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Rhett Warner, special guest host on Boomer in the Morning, brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Fueling hardworking Albertans since 96. Find their premium craft beers around Alberta and at their taproom and restaurant located in the Curry Barracks.
Congratulations going out to our winner. Sockrocket.ca, great partner, great sponsor. Our campaign with the Boomer and Steinberg socks was a hit. A bunch of money raised for kids' sport. And part of it was... We get to give away a subscription. What is a subscription? Well, it's a sock of the month subscription. And for one calendar year, you'll get new socks in the mail every month. And the winner, our skill testing question, the mind bender this morning. We had talked about it. I'm taking care of Warner's dog, perhaps forever. He's undertaken a bit of a name change. The question was, what was his name and now what is his name? He was Louie. He has become Louis. In the house, and congrats to Kelly Fowler, who nailed it. Kelly, well done.
Sure, Kel.
Our promotions department will be in touch at some point within, I would say, the next 7 to 10 days. Get some details from you, and now, every month, new socks in the mail, courtesy of Sock Rocket. Go shop, get them done, do it yourself, sockrocket.ca. Our next guest, no stranger to having a big iron on his hip. He is the head coach of the Calgary. Well, he's from Montana, right?
Holy.
That comes at the territory. He
the
is.
There.
That's right. He is David Dickinson. How are you, man? Long time.
Coach.
Yeah, it's been too long, but, you know, we're getting a lot of play in this Grey Cup week, so happy to be on with you guys.
Man. Well, and I think full disclosure, we've tried to get you on, but it was kind of, we don't really have anything to talk about, so let's let Dave marinate. We'd love to have you on. Always fun having you on. I don't even care to talk about football. Just like talking to you.
Yeah, it was. It's been a bit depressing for CFL football as far as the season. Just obviously didn't go anywhere where we wanted it. Didn't get started. So, and there's just so many questions out there. But it sounds like we're starting to get some answers.
Yeah.
So that is a good sign.
Well, we'll get into all of that. We've talked, I guess, off and on. We've had Corey Mace on talking about different things, and he's like, "Yeah, we're not. We're getting together, but we're doing it on laptops. We're doing it virtually. It's online. How are you? Are you technically savvy? Has this been an easy transition for you to deal with all the players and staff by way of the internet?"
I'm from Montana, so that's right. Technically savvy
right.
In Montana is probably not going to fit. But got better. I have to. And it's a different world that we live in. But you know what? Some of it's good. You know what? You got to be organized, and you got to obviously, you know, it showed us that you can, you know, if you have to, you can do it from home, and you can do it from virtually. Now, I'd still teach and do better looking at someone in the eyes. I just have you know, I can sense whether they're learning it or if it's making sense. And, you know, if you're doing things online, sometimes a little bit tougher. But, you know what? It worked. We did as best we could. Was it perfect? No, but certainly, you know, I felt like we were able to get a lot done still.
Well, you're very intimidating. You're very imposing, cast a big shadow.
It's true.
Intimidate people eye to eye.
and a big iron on my hip.
And a big iron on your hip. That's right.
I got a few cowboy hats too. I mean, through the years.
Of course you do.
You get the odd one. And, you know, it's not even intimidating to me. It's that I don't know, like you said, when you get on the online and you're talking to all these people and it's really easy just to say, yep, got it. And then without really figuring it out. So as our staff, I got to give our staff credit. My guys basically, try not to micromanage too much, meaning I don't coach position anymore. So when we were able to, you know, talk with our players and all that, when it's coming down to the X's and O's and all that, we didn't really get into that this year. We did more of scheduling and who's going to come and, you know, trying to be organized for different sort of scenarios that never happened. So it didn't really have to do that coaching side of it. So it was just more almost like manage. And really, I feel like you did a fantasy football minute. We felt like we're playing fantasy football right now because we really don't know. And, you know, we're making decisions or making things that we might do or might not do, and yet they really haven't happened. So still a lot of stuff up in the air, but certainly I think trending in the right direction.
Well, I said I didn't really even care to talk football, but we'll do that, and then we can move on to some other things. Obviously, we're hearing from Randy Ambrosi. We're hearing from the players' side. We're hearing, obviously, the importance of having to get this season. From your perspective, I know you had the release naming your coaches. I know that George Cortez, others will leave, and there could still be more changes on the way. But what kind of a time frame are you in? Is it 6 months? Is it 6 weeks? How far out are you planning? And what's your, like, what are you planning for right now? You're obviously planning to play football next year. That's fair, right?
See, I think we're going to basically go right into a normal, what we would consider a normal off season. And the reason I'm saying that is I really, you know, I saw Scott Milanovich's comments yesterday on, you know, we're going to get on the field next year. We're going to find a way. And I'm feeling the exact same way. You know, obviously, people higher than me can make decisions that don't allow that. But we're 1,000% committed to going with a regular season that should be as close to normal as possible. You know, the big question will be fans, and you know how that, and things will look different because we'll have to have certain precautions. But I feel really good that we're going to move in that direction. It's going to happen. So, as a football coach, now we have had to make some really tough decisions, and I want people to know I didn't take them lightly. I talked to all my coaches a month and a half ago. So everybody that wasn't renewed knew a month and a half ago. And it was very, very difficult, especially Josh Bell, you know, a great person, great coach. But it just, with the way the salary cap went, I wasn't able to keep a guy that I think is a good player, was a good player, good coach, good person. But it didn't work out. And now as a head coach, that's one of the toughest things I've found is, you know, cutting players isn't easy either, but that coach, you know, he didn't do anything but just keep working hard. But the way the financial dynamics happened, it happened. And all of us have taken cuts as well. There was a article out of SAS that mentioned that we didn't take cuts. Well, that's not true. Every single person in our organization has felt the pain and the pinch. And why we're doing that is so that we're prepared to put ourselves in a good position to have an outstanding 2021. And that's why I think if you can sense in my voice, I'm excited to talk more positivity, and we're actually going to get into what we normally do, which is scout players, build our playbooks up to the best of our ability, find ways to make our team better, and then we're moving forward. Like, we're not looking back anymore, and that's the key. And I feel like this week kind of puts the nail in 2020. I know there's still a month and a half left, and it hasn't been a good year, but we're putting a nail in it, and we're 100% looking forward to 2021. And it's going to be, Bill, is it normal? I don't know. What is normal? But it's going to be there, and I believe. So that makes me excited and kind of gets me a little bit more upbeat.
Dave Dickinson, head coach of the Calgary Stampeders, our guest. I know that you also had a comment, or you had made note of, the coaching staff is going to look different. The roster is also going to look different. That fans might be surprised to see some of the names that just won't be around anymore. Is there any way you can kind of elaborate or expand on that or clarify that for us?
Yeah, and it might not just be our team. You know what I mean? I just think throughout the league, there's going to be players that, you know, that won't come back. That it would be like, hey, why didn't he come back? Or, and it might be, it's, I don't know if it's going to be the team or the player that makes that decision. And because it could be both, to be honest. But we haven't gotten there yet because we haven't started, you know, going with contract negotiations. We haven't really went down that road because, first off, Huff's the one driving down that road. So yeah, yeah. We have an idea of maybe where it's going to go, but it's just to us, there's just so many, you know, balls in the court right now. We don't know exactly how it'll play out. So I do think, though, as a league, you know, like I just think that some of those players, maybe even older players, might decide, well, you know what, maybe that was fate's way of saying it's time for me to step aside. You know, maybe some guys, even younger players, found another job and they're doing well, and they're just saying, I'm not gonna, you know, leave my job for go to a situation where in football nothing's guaranteed. So you know, you could quit your job, come up here and get cut, and then you go back, you don't have your job. So mm-hmm. I think there is going to be a few guys that is surprising, and it's going to be surprising to me too. You know, we've talked to the guys, but I do think, you know, until somebody really tells you, hey, I'm shutting it down, we always believe they're going to come back. So, I mean, it's tough business. It really is. This year's probably tougher than most, but the flip side of that is when one guy retires or moves on, another man has an opportunity, and that's an exciting opportunity for that guy. And we've certainly feel like we're young. I think we got one of the youngest teams in the league. And so we, you know, I feel like we're going to get most of our guys back. I do. I think our core is locked in, and I think the Calgary Stampeders will have a very similar roster to what we would have had in 2020.
Ryan Pinder, any questions for the coach?
Just one football one, and then we can move on. And I understand it's probably not a fun thing to talk about, but, like, is there much common sense in a salary cap on coaching? Like, to see someone that you spoke so highly of in Josh Bell that's not in the CFL now as a result of that cap? Like, I just have a really tough time at a fan level being worried about some owners that you know, get to save a couple hundred grand here or there. I just feel like that's it's a very, very short-sighted rule. Do you have an opinion on it?
Of course I have an opinion, but I got to make sure it's not going to get me in any sort of hot water. The main thing is we're trying to be fiscally responsible, and you know, I do think I came in the league in some tough times. And I feel like right now we're fooling ourselves that we don't tell people we need your support big time. We need people back. And I think they'll come back. And the reason is, you know, you just can't. Sports is a tough business right now, horrible business to make money. And, you know, nobody wants to have a sports organization and lose a bunch of money. I mean, if you break even, maybe that's okay. But, you know, these are smart business people as well. And the model is just the costs were too extreme. And I think all of us understand that we need to be part of the solution, meaning we need to take that reduced salary and get this thing back up and running properly. And, you know, is the football ops cap a huge number? No. But I think it was important that we preach teamwork and that we're going to be all in this together. I mean, we got – everybody felt it right down to from everybody in our organization. So I do think that breeds, you know, that guy that, hey, we're all in this together and we'll do it. I do have faith or hope that at some point, you know, we can bring back more coaches and raise our salaries because all of us want to get moving forward. We don't want to be stagnant. And, you know, we don't have a union or any association as coaches, so it makes it very difficult. We have no negotiation position, but I have faith and trust in the people above me that what they tell me is true. John Bean has taken over CSEC, and he's done a great job communicating with us. I think all of us, you know, feel like we've, you know, it was straight up. And then going down, which our boss is Huff, you know, you can talk to Huff. You may not like the answer, but you can talk to him, and what he says is the truth. And that's all you can really ask for.
Dave Dickinson, our guest here on the show. I guess we've talked to a number of people, as you can imagine. Things shut down in March. We had a lot of time for conversations, and I think there's a lot of people who obviously we want this to change and for the better, but you try and find the silver lining, and for a lot of people, it's been time spent at home, time with family. Has that been fair to say your experience as well?
Yeah, I mean,
you know, the summer to be, I thought it was a great weather summer. You know, I not only won Labor Day, it was a horrible day. I caught myself every time we were supposed to play, I was checking the weather still and like, oh, this would have been a tough one. But a lot of them were just so beautiful, and that made me a little bit sad that we're not going to McMahon and playing. But yeah, I mean, same thing. I mean, obviously it was my kids at 13 and 15. So far, they still like me a little bit, which is good. So we were able to do quite a bit. You know, we live out in the country, so it was not hard social distancing at all, staying where we're at. My little man, you know, I volunteered for Bantam football this year and was able to coach his team, and he got All-Star, which I was proud at. And to be honest, I don't think I'll be able to do that again probably in my life. I don't really know if he loves having his dad coach him anyway, but it was fun for me. And it was also fun just to get, you know, kind of grassroots. I mean, we did something yesterday down at the Dome for the community, basically. And you really see how you're making an impact on kids. Plus, you actually, there's so many Stampede fans out there, and that makes you feel good. You know, and these people were so appreciative. And I wasn't the only coach. I know Pat Delmonico coached his son's team up for the Mavericks, and Mace and Monson were doing stuff around Mark Way, Mark Mueller. I mean, I've got most of my coaches live in town. And that's rare. If you look around the league, we are the staff that sticks around and tries to really make an impact in our community. And that's why I just love our guys. And that's why it's so tough when you have to lose some. But, no, I'm with you. It was great to be around the family. We did things that we probably will never do again. But first and foremost, I miss the competition and just basically the camaraderie of being around people. I think we're all missing that. So, man, when it comes back, it's going to be a nice feeling.
Did that wet your whistle a little bit, though, as funny as it sounds, to be with the kid football? It's a grassroots, it's a different level, and it's different expectations and buy-in and all of that, but it's still, how much of it was great for the kids and how much of it was great for you?
Well, don't hold this against me, but I had a little bit of nerves. I mean, here I am in Bantam football coaching, I'm thinking, but boy, if I screw this up, these parents, you know. Lucky they're not hockey parents, though, because football parents seem to be a little bit more sane.
Well, if it was hockey, you'd have the teams, other teams would be complaining to the league and the board that you were, how can they have Dave Dickinson coaching? They can't have that.
I heard one time they wouldn't let Dave Lowry coach his 11-year-old.
Yes.
You know, we got to step away. We can't have any bias. I mean, I'm thinking in my mind, geez, what is going on? But no, that's the truth. But I also, you're right, like we have, you know, the Wildcats is where I'm with, you know, probably top rival is the Cowboys. I've watched them the last few years. You know, that's a Northwest team. And when we played them, you know, I had the same feeling, like, come on, boys, we'd show them what we're all about. And when we put a little licking on them, I enjoyed it. You know, I talked a little trash because Ryan Beaver's on the other sideline coaching the Cowboys. And I said, Ryan, that's why you play and I coach.
Yeah.
So he didn't laugh, as you guys didn't either, but it was certainly, it was fun. You're right. Competition at any level, I have trouble turning it off anyway. I really do. So I want to go out there and do our best. And, you know, to me, coaching is so fun because it's almost like you teach and then you get to see the result right away. It's almost like that pop quiz right now is coming. So, I felt like we played 9-on-9 when the rules allowed us to do so many different things that I could draw up any play I wanted. And if it didn't work, so what? It wasn't worried about getting fired. And for the most part, the kids, we ran so many trick plays and crazy lifts. And I think the kids really enjoyed kind of coming up with these new ideas week in, week out.
Did you have to close any practices or anything, keep the other teams out?
No, well, the head guy for our organization is a huge Rider fan. His name is Greg Wilson. You know, it's obnoxious sometimes that how many times he talks about the Riders. But I put up with it. He's been good to me. And ultimately, yeah, so no closed practices, even though we did film. So, like I said, I don't know if the Bantam was prepared, but We got a little shack and put the masks on and the kids watched film. And I made it as normal as I could and how I would coach my guys. Just obviously got to make sure that it's, you know, not too extravagant that we can get things going. But it was fun.
I know that they're airing some of the, I don't even know if classic games is the right word, but I was watching, you know, the Red Blacks winning the East a couple, two, 3 years ago that game was on. Have you watched any of the recent games that have been broadcast on TSN, or is it too painful?
No. Watch them all the time. I like to watch the ones we win.
Yeah, that's
not
fun.
As much the ones we lose, but yeah. The one thing that's crazy for me is if you watch that, you know, the one 2018 Grey Cup, you know, I watched it, and man, we don't have anybody on that team that's playing for us still. Basically, you got Bo and Jamar Wall, Bergman, UCam, but not really. I was like, wow, we had really got a different team. And that's kind of, you know, to me, that's I guess the way sports goes is sometimes when you reach the top of the mountain, a lot of the guys decide, well, let's go for top dollar, or they say, yeah, I've had enough, I've got my ring, I'm moving on. But I've watched tons of football. In fact, the CFL stuff, when you go back a few years to some of it, is not good quality. I thought we actually that's what TV looked like back in the day.
But, yeah.
You know, still fun. Like you said, sports is what I do. Super pumped that NFL is making it happen because, you know, that's what I love to watch. And that also gives me, like I said, I know they have a lot more money than us, but it's a template to make it happen for us. So they're making it through. And that, to me, is a great sign for CFL football for 2021.
Well, Dave, it's good talking to you again, man. Maybe in a few weeks we can talk some NFL as we get into December and that. That'd be fun just to talk some football. But
we should talk Thanksgiving turkey, like,
yeah,
in a week.
Do that.
You know, we need to know what you got cooking for food and how you celebrate Thanksgiving when you don't have to worry about the Grey Cup parade, things like that, right?
Yeah. Well, in the U.S., Thanksgiving is the number one family holiday,
yeah,
like bigger than Christmas. So I haven't seen my parents since Christmas of last year just because of the restrictions at the border. So I think it is one of those, geez, we're reflecting, but we'll have to watch Dallas play too, which is not a good thing this
year. No, it's not.
you've got some stinkers probably lined up for Thanksgiving from the NFL, but guess what? I'll still watch every minute of it. That's what I do. So anyway, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dave. Good to talk to you.
Do it again.
Yeah.
Take care, guys.
You bet. You too. Dave Dickinson. Can you tell that guy misses it or what?
Are you kidding me?
Right?
Because the butterflies are banned in football?
Yeah. Like there were
you're
a couple
doing the right thing. You're in the right field.
There were a couple off ramps there for the, yeah, it was really great to spend time with the kids. It's like, no, I miss it.
We're
I miss the competition.
Wins here. Let's go.
Right? Is that a it's amazing because you see him and he feel, you know, he's kind of got that aw shucks, easygoing nature. But that fire.
Oh, he's a competitor.
Right? That's awesome.
You see
awesome.
Him barking on the sidelines when things aren't executed properly? Oh, yeah, the guy cares.
Jason Lack and Fora coming up. When we come back, our Sports Select picks.
Oh, baby.
Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning is on now. Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Coming up tomorrow, a chance for you to win with Landmark Cinemas. Every Friday, a combo pack from Landmark. Two admission passes, two popcorn, two drinks. You can double up because we do it in the afternoon with Steinberg. We do one in the morning here, and then you can go to the website, triple. Sportsnet.ca/960, your chances to win. Go and visit their website. Find out the latest movie lineup. Purchase your tickets. LandmarkCinemas.com/showtimes. That's coming up tomorrow on the show. Lack and Fora just after the top of the hour. Tonight we've got Arizona and Seattle as your Thursday nighter. It starts on Sportsnet here at 6 o'clock. I was away last week, so I didn't take part in the picks or hear how they went. Pinder at his home studio, Warner down in Florida. How did we fare last week?
The Patriots screwed me on Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I had it. I had a 5-point spread banger that was ready to rock. Very disappointing.
He was
so close. The Ravens lost to the Patriots.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, right there, right in front of me.
You know what the rest of us did, Dean? And Pinder was a fluke to win because they didn't kick the extra point.
Oh, yeah.
Buffalo.
Yeah, that was a rough one. That was a rough one.
They're the ticket ruiners. It only secures their reputation as that.
I wondered, too, about in the Cleveland game when, Chubb runs out before he crosses
the
goal line there to
and
secure
that kept
the win.
Sports Select tie.
Yeah.
That was a big one. I lost two games, both of those.
Those
were the two,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Well, you're due. Right.
Oh, absolutely.
Well, I was going to say this week it's guaranteed win that week because the ticket ruiners aren't playing.
They're on bye.
It's bye week.
Yeah, it's bye week.
We're winning.
Aren't we lucky? All right, well, that's Jay. Let's go.
Boomer's
let's get
football
to it.
Picks brought to you by Sports Select. Bet on the sports you love and get real cash payouts with Sports Select. Get in on the action.
It's exciting.
Who's not picking tonight?
Very exciting. I'm in tonight. I'm all in tonight. Let's go.
You got to play tonight. Tonight's a must-watch game.
All right. Who's you want to go, Rhett? You ready? Or do you want?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah.
Hit it.
Yeah, please.
Go ahead.
Please, because it's a it's a $100 bet that's paying me
$1,800.
I got four picks. And guess what? It all starts tonight. Arizona, Seattle. High flying offense. There are going to be points galore. I'm taking the over. And you know what else I'm doing? Ooh. I'm doubling down on this game. A tie.
Oh!
Who's stopping who? Nobody's stopping anyone. Whoever's got the ball last wins. Tie game. I'm also going to take the Miami Dolphins. I'm in South Florida.
Oh, yeah.
I so hot. Live here and mm-hmm. watch the Dolphins. You know what I do think, though, about the Dolphins? Mm. They're playing like a team that's actually enjoying playing together, and they're kind of playing well. I think they're going to go on a roll here. I don't like it for my Bills, but they will beat Denver. For sure. And just because I like to have things go the whole weekend, and on Monday I really want to be invested, it's going to come down to my Monday nighter. The Rams going to Tampa Bay. Maybe I'll drive over to Tampa Bay and watch that game, Dean.
Why not? Beautiful
that?
City.
Why wouldn't
and
you?
I'll watch them, and I'm going to watch them win, and I'm going to pay for my whole trip with my $100 bet, because 18 big ones in my pocket.
Woo!
Tuesday morning.
Very nice. Yeah, you want to check out Ybor, lovely part of town, lots of Cuban influence, great food while you're there.
You know what's hard? You know what's hard, though? Going to Ybor and then playing the next night.
You don't have to worry about this time, do you, though?
Yeah, not this trip.
Nope.
The over in that game, just for people that are tuning in, you have the over on tonight's Thursday nighter. The over-under is set at 57.5.
And they put up 67 in week 7.
Yeah.
But did have overtime.
Good again, right? Calling
yeah,
for a
not
tie.
Crazy.
You
not
get to overtime. It's probably going to be a tie. Retro's happy. All right, Pinder, line it up.
Well, Rhett's not going to like me. I have similar feels, but I just think there's one more play to be made, not unlike last week against the Ticket Ruiners. Cards and Seahawks, I am all Arizona here. I think they should be the favorite. I don't think there's much in the way of home field. I don't think bad weather helps Seattle much. I like Arizona here to win straight up. It pays 3.05. They're the better team. They can actually do something on defense, and I don't know that that gap between Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray is as big as you might have thought it was. Kyler's already beat him once this year. I'm going to take Arizona 3.05 to open up the week tonight. New Orleans, they're going to Jameis Winston. Boy, that sounds like trouble. Drew Brees out to it. Backup, well, they did just fine with Teddy Bridgewater last year when Brees was hurt. I'm not worried about Atlanta. New Orleans wins. That pays me 1.6. I'm with Rhett on Miami. The Ticket Ruiners have to be shaking in their boots on by. The Dolphins will destroy the Denver Broncos. Denver's no good. Miami rolling on a heater, undefeated with Tua, playing great defense, 1.8. I'm going to go with a tie in Green Bay Indy. Two good teams. I see this down to a – look, if Green Bay's only winning by four over Jacksonville – this is a tie. This is a tie, boys. Indy, Green Bay, tie pays 3.2. And I'm taking Kansas City to annihilate a dinged-up Vegas Raiders team in a revenge spot. My $15 ticket will pay me $653.55.
I'm torn which one. I've got two tickets that I'm both excited about both. But I'm going to take the bigger payback. I'm going to I'm with you guys. I'm going on a pro line, and there's some you're going to hear a lot of. We're kind of in agreement here, boys. I'm on the Thursday nighter. I also think Arizona is going to win tonight by more than 3 points. They are 305 in the road. That is a big, big number. I like it a lot. Take Arizona to win outright. To Sunday, Pittsburgh is going to beat Jacksonville. It doesn't pay a ton, but it's an easy spot on the board. Likewise, the Chargers will beat the Jets. They are at home. Jets are terrible. Miami will beat Denver. Drew Lock, for what he is,
if he's healthy,
he's not even healthy. And they've been whatever positive you've seen out of Denver, it's been smoke and mirrors. Miami, they're rolling. Tua's getting more comfortable. The run game's not bad. Miami wins that football game. They're paying $1.80. Minnesota will beat Dallas. Give me a break. Take the Vikings at home. And Kansas City is going to beat Las Vegas. Raiders D, they all got the Rona. Paying $1.55. So again, my ticket, it's a big one. It's a big one. But I'm feeling it. Arizona, Pittsburgh, Miami, the Chargers, the Vikings, and the Chiefs. It's a big parlay. I'm throwing $25 down, and I'm bringing home $520.50.
It's that easy, dude.
It's that easy. I know what you're thinking. Man, a six-game parlay? What, are you crazy? Yeah. Yeah, I am. Like a fox.
Crazy like a fox, Dean.
That's right. Huh?
Huh?
It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Get to your local lotto spot. Put your money down. It's cash back. When you win, you go back. They give you the cash right there. Are you kidding me? It's Sports Select.
Boomer's Football Picks. Brought to you by Sports Select. Bet on the sports you love and get real cash payouts with Sports Select. Get in on the action.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take Buffalo. They're not going.
Yeah. They
can't ruin our tickets this week, those jerks.
They really are ticket ruiners.
It's unbelievable.
We joke about it every week, but they really are.
And it's not just like us. I'm waking up to notifications Monday morning with like 15 people I've never heard of saying, they are ticket ruiners. The Bills screwed me. Mm-hmm. I had the Bills on a Pools ticket worth thousands. I had the Bills here. I needed that point. Like, it's just every week without fail, those jerks screw our tickets. And they're on bye, so let's make some money.
Yeah. It's 8:04. A tight turn here, an update, and then Jason Lacanfora, our NFL insider, on the other side. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Back to Boomer in the Morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
We roll on your Thursday. It's 8:07. Boomer in the iconic studio downtown with Jason DeForest. Retro on his walkabout down in Florida. And Pinder in the home studio. We continue our NFL chatter with our NFL insider.
Jason Lacanfora. NFL Insider is brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. It's time to Toyota at your Toyota giant. Country Hills Toyota. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus $0 down and no payments until March 2021 OAC. Visit the giant, Country Hills Toyota.
Morning, Jay. Good to have you. Appreciate you as always. We got what looks to be a good one tonight. It could be sloppy in terms of gameplay. We ask the question every week, how did Seattle, the team so much renowned for its defense for so many years, get to this point? But sloppy football could be very exciting football tonight. Is that fair?
Yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot at stake. There's not much separating these teams in both conferences, by and large, with a few exceptions of, you know, Kansas City, and then obviously that's the other conference, but Kansas City and Pittsburgh are really, really good. And then there's a bunch of teams that are really, really bad, and then there's a huge middle class, and these teams are a part of it, and maybe one of them will reach upper middle class status, and winning tonight would go a long way. I mean, if Arizona sweeps these guys, they're obviously, you know, getting themselves in pole position for that division, although the Rams are certainly a factor. And Seattle really has to get off the mat here and get back to look, the defense isn't going to get fixed, but they can't try to do too much on offense and end up turning the ball over like crazy, because that just makes this thing completely implode. I mean, the first time a couple weeks back that they played, it was a fun game, a wild game, and Russell had a couple of breakdowns that he doesn't normally make, although he has recently, that were the difference in the game. The Buda Baker return, and I mean, even though he didn't score, it still, you know, took away 90 yards of field position and altered the clock and the late turnover. They kind of sure some things up real quick, no doubt about it.
And Kyler Murray's a problem. I mean, he's getting better. Yeah. We kind of forget how early on he is in his career. He looks very comfortable. He seems very at ease. He's an issue for teams.
Yeah, I mean, look, he's someone who I talked a lot about in the summer and said he's going to be considered a top 10 quarterback. By and large, that's going to be an accepted fact by the end of this year. And kind of like Lamar a year ago, if everything falls into place and they stay relatively healthy and they get a modicum of help out of their defense and they exceed expectations, then he's someone who could at least be on the periphery of conversation about MVP. And it's trending in that direction. And, you know, Russ has fallen off. Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense, and I don't think much of it is Lamar, but regardless, that's a disaster. Mahomes is Mahomes, and Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers, and you start looking around at other guys who could, you know, be in a position to really kind of rise to even greater prominence down the stretch. Kyler Murray is certainly on that short list.
You mentioned Lamar. Let's talk about Baltimore and Tennessee, both at 6-3. Tough one for the Ravens. I do feel like if it wasn't a torrential downpour, not only do they win, they find a way to come back. Everything that went against them that night, I think they win that football game. On the other side, the Titans, Ryan Tannehill has not been as terrific as he was to start the season. What are you seeing in Tennessee here now as they've kind of hit a bit of a speed wobble?
Well, they're without the two tackles who they had a year ago. Conklin, who's a street fighter, who signed for big money with the Browns to be a part of their reconstituted offensive line at right tackle. And then, you know, Luan, their Pro Bowl left tackle, went down right before the Pittsburgh game. And the Pittsburgh game in and of itself, I didn't think it showed up as much as I thought it would, given Pittsburgh's unique ability to get to the quarterback and disrupt things. And they had a wild comeback in the second half, if you recall, and almost pulled that thing off. But since then, it's everything suffocating with that offense. I mean, Tannehill has the third lowest completion percentage in the NFL since Luan went down. He's had two games where he's thrown for less than 200 yards since Luan went down. They were 5-0 going into the Pittsburgh game. They're, I think, 1-3 since. And even Derrick Henry, it's a little bit more of a struggle on the ground. Tannehill's under a tremendous amount of pressure, and it's affecting him. And you know, the 7-step drops and the deep stuff and the play action hasn't been as effective. They're having difficulty connecting to the wide receivers the way they were prior to that injury. So, and the defense just is not very good. I mean, they've got a few individual players. Jeffrey Simmons is a stalwart. Don't have anybody who can get to the passer from the outside. Their edge presence is pretty poor. They're not great against the run. They're a little beat up in the secondary. Dory Jackson's a nice player, but he's been banged up. Half their offensive line is on the injury report. This is a triage game, guys. I mean, Baltimore will have all five offensive line positions in this game will be manned by someone who wasn't there week one. That's suboptimal.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be pretty ugly. I honestly think both these teams are going to look at what New England did a little bit Sunday night, and it might be the first one to 40 rushes wins.
Can they make a downpour as well, or is that in their control?
You know, it's beautiful here today. Yeah. I don't know what – I hadn't really looked ahead to the weekend report yet, but it should be a mutter.
Jason Lackenfora, our NFL insider, joining us here on Sportsnet. Ryan?
Jay, talk to us about what you've seen from the Dolphins. It seems the Bills should be worried on a bye week here with them at 6-3 and facing a Broncos club that hasn't looked very good and is dealing with some absences due to COVID.
Yeah. The COVID thing is just it's hard to know how people are going to respond to it. You know, we had the Titans come out and deal with it, and it wasn't an issue. We had Roethlisberger come out and deal with it. Again, not physically sick, but on the restricted list. He didn't seem to affect him missing practice all week. A couple weeks before that, the Ravens had about 5 or 6 defensive starters who didn't practice all week, including some young guys who really needed the reps, and they came out and beat the Colts. I don't know how to handicap that part of it. You know, I mean, you're looking at the Raiders this week. I mean, their entire defense is basically out of the building. Now, I don't think they're beating the Chiefs anyway, but I don't know. For some teams, it's been a rallying cry. I mean, we saw the Patriots come out of it and be sort of in total disarray for a couple of weeks with, you know, with Cam and that offense. So I just think the bottom line with that is get used to it, because if you're paying any attention to what's going on in this country, week to week, it's spiraling further and further out of control. And the discrepancies between how one state's dealing with it versus another are growing greater and greater. And some of the Midwest states, I mean, Wisconsin, Indiana, it's a crisis. So to think that members of that community aren't going to be impacted by it just because they play football, I think is kind of ludicrous. You know, the Steelers, they determined that their sort of quasi-outbreak went back to an elementary school where a coach and a player both had, a youngster at that school, and they brought it home, and these guys, you know, ended up bringing it to work. That's just going to be a reality.
So I guess, you know, we could go further on that, but you make some valid thoughts there. We'll move on to state of football, I suppose. What's the game plan for the Saints here? Drew Brees, they finally ruled him out for this week, but it seems like it's going to be a while, and they do have a bunch of weapons. Kamara's been great, but they've got Hill and Winston. How do they balance that? Because they do like using that Swiss Army knife, Hill.
Yeah. I think maybe you see a little more at Taysom Hill. I don't think it's a radical departure from what they've been doing. Sean Payton has had enough time now to be around Jameis Winston, and Jameis knows why he went from a guy who was on the cusp of making $35 million a season to a guy who's playing for one, and it's because of those 30 turnovers. He has great talent around him, and he did in Tampa as well. He's got a good defense. He's got a solid offensive line. He's got more of a run game and a running back sort of security blanket, a little bit more than he had in Tampa, where they were always kind of trying to find something close to a feature back. I think you see Taysom Hill in the red zone, like we have been seeing, where he's such a weapon. And I think you see Jameis between the 20s. And then when you're, you know, really looking for a pass, then Jameis in the red zone as well. I think maybe he flips around a little bit more situationally. Maybe there's a little wider door for Taysom Hill in some third downs, certainly some fourth down situations. And again, the goal line, red zone. But I think Jameis will be, I think he'll be really effective. I do. Now, I don't know that this is going to be like Bridgewater last year, where it was 5 or 6 weeks. As bad as those injuries sound, and to normal human beings, we cringe. I've been doing this long enough to know that, like, they get, you know, you get the right shot and you get the right flak jacket, and 3 weeks, you know, only missing a couple of games is not entirely out of the question. We'll have to see about pain threshold. You know, we'll have to see about, again, the different sort of protective devices that they try to sculpt to his body. But I think it really does point to this is kind of Drew Brees' last stand. And if he takes 2 or 3 weeks off here, comes back, you know, in Super Bowl or bust mode, and then I think he rides off into the sunset either way.
Styles make fights. What do you see with the Packers and the Colts?
Really interesting game to me. I think the Colts are built to beat the Packers. I think they're built to beat teams like this. You know, I think the Colts struggle probably a little bit more with a team like the Ravens, who most recently beat them, who can throw some variety at them in the run game, and who have a super mobile quarterback. Green Bay can't stop the run. We know they can't stop the run, and Frank Reich will run the ball. He was staying balanced even when they couldn't run it early in the season. They've now run it really well a couple weeks in a row, and that is a very good offensive line. And I don't think Mike Pettine's going to be able to dial up the kind of pressure he wants. And Phillip Rivers, I'm not a big Phillip Rivers guy. I think Jacoby Brissett could do what Phillip Rivers is doing, plus give you a little bit of element of mobility. But, you know, Phillip will hit the open guy. Pittman's starting to come on a little bit. They're content to dink and dunk the ball down the field, which I think will drive Mike Pettine crazy a little bit, the Packers' defensive coordinator. And I think the Colts control the clock, chew up the field, and wear that defense out. And the Colts secondary is really legit. And I like what Matt Eberflus is doing. And they know how to play. It's not a sexy defense. It's vanilla as hell. It's cover two all day long. But they've got the right people in place. And I think they'll lock down Davante Adams. And if you know, Valdez-Scantling has another monster game, then so be it. Maybe that's how Green Bay wins. But I like the direction that the Colts are trending in, and I feel like this is a game that that plays in their favor a little bit.
And last one, and my fingers are crossed. Did Joe Judge and Mark Colombo actually get into a fist fight, or was it just for story?
No, not a fist fight, but a war of words. And look, had it continued to escalate, could it have reached that level?
Yeah.
Perhaps, because this had been brewing for a while. But yeah, I mean, look, I really like what the Giants have done on defense in particular the last few weeks, but they still have a ways to go, and Joe Judge has a lot of things to figure out, and you know the way that staff was put together, it did kind of leave some people a little bit confused as to what exactly was going on there, and it seemed like he wasn't able to get some of his first and second choice guys, and so particularly on offense, it ended up being a little bit of a hodgepodge.
Yeah.
I don't think that's the last change we'll see to the Giants staff before next season, even if they do mess around and win the NFC East.
Was just kind of hoping for sports radio. It was a real thing, you know? It's been fun to think about.
Good yeah, times. I mean, that stuff does happen. I just don't hear that it happened in this particular instance.
Yeah.
Who doesn't want to fight their boss every once in a while, right?
That's
come on.
Right.
Hey, come on.
It's good for the soul or something.
That's
I don't know.
Right.
Builds character.
Yeah.
Real good for team morale.
Keeps the HR people busy.
Yeah.
That's right.
Have a good weekend, man. We'll talk to you Monday.
You guys do the same. Enjoy
See
the games, my
Thanks.
Friend. Thank you.
Jason Luck and Fora, NFL Insider, is brought to you by Country Hills Toyota. It's time to Toyota at your Toyota giant. Country Hills Toyota. Get 0% on every Toyota, plus $3,000 on your best trade-in value and free fuel up to $2,000. Visit the giant, Country Hills Toyota.
Warner on the walkabout down in Florida. We'll get an update when we come back. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
On the air, online, on the Sportsnet mobile app, and on your smart speaker. Boomer in the Morning. Sportsnet 960, The Fan.
Rhett Warner, special guest host on Boomer in the Morning. Brought to you by Wild Rose Brewery. Fueling hardworking Albertans since 96. Find their premium craft beers around Alberta and at their taproom and restaurant located in the Curry Barracks.
Boomer and J-Boy in the iconic downtown studios. People first, it's iconic. Visit iconicec.ca to find out more. Pinder at the home studio, the basement, mm-hmm. and Warner on the walkabout. The Warner walkabout 2020 continues. COVID, what COVID? As Warner, living the good life, down in the sun, hot? Like, is it what,
perfect?
It's just perfect? 20? Like, what, 20, yeah. 25?
Yeah, 28, 29.
Oh, nice.
A little breezy again today. Breezy yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and then it's supposed to really get mint.
Well, I liked what you said yesterday. The fishing guide was telling you if you can hang out for just a little bit longer, the fishing, the weather's going to be great for it. And by a little while longer, he means, you know, 2-3 weeks. And you're like, yeah, I could probably do that.
Yeah.
Just hang out for another couple weeks.
I got
nothing but time. Yeah. Nothing but time. Now, when you had just started the trek or partway through, maybe before, things that you wanted to do. You wanted to get to the Whale's Rib, your old favorite place from your Florida Panthers days. You did that. How many visits? One? Just the one?
Three.
Three. Mm-hmm. Fair enough.
Two in one day.
Now, did it live up to what you, obviously you went three times, but was it three for three or how was it? Because when you think about something like you used to, you would sit here in the depth of winter and be looking at their menu online. Did it live up to it?
It was pretty, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. Maybe not. I mean, 98% out of 100.
Well, that's pretty, that's decent. think that's fine.
Yeah, maybe. The kids loved it, but I figured out why. It's because when they ordered a drink, it didn't come in a cup. Remember when you were a kid and you first started going to the bar and you'd get the mini pitchers of vodka paralyzers?
Oh, sure. Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, come on.
The mini pitchers. Comes, yeah,
like the Long Island iced teas. Yeah, yeah.
That is the height of luxury for a kid. Is this?
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile, so the serving staff doesn't have to come back every 90 seconds to fill your drink. Yeah. As a kid, you're jacked.
Oh, just bumps. So, yeah. Yeah, Billy Bob's like, I want to go to the Whale's Rib. I'm like, really?
It's good parenting.
Fishing. Yeah. Fish and chips. And then I'm like, wait a minute. It's not the fish. That little.
Yeah. You got to figure it out. Really had to twist your arm to go back, though, I'm sure.
Oh, very much so. Very much. Yeah.
So you got to the Whale's Rib. You wanted to go fishing. You did that, but the fishing was just okay, you said.
It was just okay. We knew it was just going to be okay, but we had to get it in. I had to put a deposit down, and I wanted to go. They don't give deposits back. I knew it was going to be wet, but I wanted to test the boys to see what they if they could survive it. They did. Mm-hmm. One of them was Ralphin. So, but and it was on a rough day, so it was pretty good.
Got to get like it, that but it was it's the mouthy one, right? That got sick. That's good. The one that was like, "Oh, this is so we're gonna be puking, hey, Dad? Huh? Oh, yeah, sure. Suck it."
But it's different down here fishing in the Keys, right? So you don't have to go up. You can go obviously deep sea. But you don't have to. You can fish the flats or back country, so it shouldn't be as rough back there. And we haven't done that. I want to get out there and do that.
You went swimming with dolphins yesterday?
Yeah, they're swimming with the dolphins. I did not. Zero interest as the animal lover that I am.
You are, yeah. Mm.
But everyone else piled in there. Happy birthday, Shoveler. They said they thought it was awesome. Pumped. That was so cool.
So you fired all of them in the tank and you didn't go in yourself?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What the hell's the matter?
Save money, right?
Yeah, you're really, you seem very concerned about the amount that you're spending. Come on now. You got to go with the boys. Being there with the boys?
Hmm? They got to do stuff with their mother. Some memories with mom. Nah, I can't do everything with them. It's good. Took some pictures.
So have you ever done it in your life? You've done it and don't need to do it again, or you've never done it?
Have not done it, don't want to do it, and won't do it.
All right.
Pretty much the way that is.
Like a refusal. Wow.
Almost feels like you've made up your mind.
You allergic to dolphins?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Meat? I've never been around them.
Hey, Rhett?
It's confusing. What?
Why do you hate dolphins?
Too happy.
Yeah, chasing down
they
his
are too bills. Happy.
That's why.
Full of positivity. What's your problem?
Shut up, dolphin! Shut up!
Settle down!
He tells January to shut up. He tells dolphins to shut it.
Quiet, you.
Bad shoulders over here. Pipe Ow. Down.
Shut up, you.
Shaking his fist at a dolphin.
So it was dolphins. Now, you wanted to see a alligator, crocodile. Have you got that in yet?
No, we're going for that, probably. Can't decide. Might sign the boys up for a camp at the Museum of Science and Discovery next week, starting Monday.
Shut up!
So maybe...
Wow, that's a good one! How have we never isolated that? That's...
January.
Shut up!
That hit me. Oh, I thought it was one of you guys.
Coming with heat there.
Should have just walked around bleeding like a goat. January.
Shut up. Yeah. That's Rhett Warner. That's Calgary Rhett Warner in January.
That's non-COVID Rhett Warner.
Are you getting away at all? Are you going somewhere? So what else can you... So is it like Everglades? What else can you do down there?
Yeah, I've got to go out to the Everglades. Do a tour, do the jet boat tour, look at the alligators, watch the gator boys feed the alligators.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. We can do the... What else are we going to do?
Now, can you do
air show this...
Can you do any noodling? Can you get in, like, is that noodling country where you get in there and grab them with your hands?
Oh, no, I don't. I don't know. Maybe you can, but not a gator.
No, you wouldn't want to do that with a gator. But I can you get in there like in your in like nipple deep water and start rooting around in some mud holes and pull out a big catfish or something?
See if we can grab a catfish. I did look at boar going hunting. They shoot gators too down here. You know what else they're doing lots of? Getting lots of. Well, they're everywhere, Jay. They got to get rid of them. It's a problem, I think.
A nuisance.
Pythons as well. Too many pythons out in the Everglades, they say.
Yuck.
You know the wildlife, aren't they? These like not natural snakes are just cleaning out the wildlife. That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Yeah, it's bad. So
kill the snakes for sure.
I don't like snakes to begin with.
No.
Yeah.
Not a snake fan.
Wow, there's guys making a living out of that now. It was in the news I saw here the other day. That's,
snake killers.
That's their gig.
Really?
Out there and, yeah.
Would that make you a wrangler? A snake wrangler?
A snake
is that what
wrangler?
It would be?
Yeah. I guess it would be. Would that be something to put on the resume?
Yeah.
What?
So which one of your boys is going to be the snake wrangler?
I don't know. You don't need education for that, I don't think.
Yeah, one of them serving drinks. You got one of them serving
balls.
Drinks.
That's what you need. Yeah.
So what else do you need to do? What's because this is all for many people, normal people, which you aren't. This is bucket list type thing, a vacation that has no end date. You can swim with dolphins. You can do whatever you want for as long as you want. What else would be on your gotta do that kind of thing?
Oh, I don't know. Gotta do. There's lots of things. Like I was even looking at. Kids have taken a keen interest in music lately. And I was looking, yes. They've got, it's called the School of Rock.
Yes.
In,
dude,
Fort
my
Lauderdale.
Kid's in it.
Jeez,
they have it here. My kid is in it. It's amazing.
Yeah. So we're thinking about doing that for, put them in a week-long camp there, or the Museum of Science and Discovery thing. They've got that. You know what else? I actually thought about Olli Jokinen, Radek Dvorak, have a hockey clinic academy sort of thing down here, and I wondered if the brats would like to go skating once a week. Put them out on
wrangle up some gear or what?
Oh yeah, I'm sure. I'll use some big names down here. I'll go through Jovanovski and tell him to.
Oh yeah, Joe will come.
Yeah.
Can we get some gear? So
teach them how to swoop.
You might even have.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Now here's what you need to do. You need to hold one hand.
What?
Hold your inside hand on your, so if you're doing your crossovers right over left, it's sticking your left hand and really swoop it. Big, wide, what are you doing? Are you stopping? Is that a
stop
and a start?
No, don't you dare
what
stop.
What did I say? No stops
swoop.
And starts.
It's a swoop.
If I see any snow come up from your blades,
swoop.
You're doing push-ups. We
swoop.
Need you to swoop. What have I told you? Swoop it.
Swoop.
You gotta swoop it.
Swoop.
Swoop.
That's how
big
you swoop,
arches, kids.
Whoop!
Pay a lot of money to learn that.
That's right. You can get paid a lot of money.
Too much,
perhaps. Well, that's
you know what
cool.
I haven't done, Dean? I haven't gone to Houston's yet. I got to go to Houston's.
What's the so
else?
Fort Lauderdale?
Yeah,
they got one there.
Go to Houston's. I want to go to the Forge in Miami. I'm going to have to finagle a babysitter of some sort if that's going to happen.
Hmm. Just leave him at
Chobos.
Leave him at the Clevelander.
Yeah, one kid will be piled up. The other two can look after him.
But it's the oldest one that does the boozing, though. That's if it was the young one, then you could trust the
that's
older
why you need
one.
Two.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you need a couple for sure. Well, that's good. I wasn't sure where you were on the alligator front yet. If you'd gotten that done,
and got to the alligator, and the shoveler is keen on this alligator thing. Keen.
Yeah. She want like a purse, handbag,
shoes, hey, shoe.
Christmas gifts, I'm
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, for sure. That's good. Well, that's real good. Well, I know for me today, I'm gonna go home and stay there, and then tomorrow I'll come back here, and then go home and then stay there.
What's your record? You took 6 days or had six days off there. Just recently, what's your record for length of time off with least amount of time spent outside of the home?
Well, it's been this year. I don't know what the record is. When the thing hit, I was doing the show from home, so I didn't need to leave.
Yeah.
Right? It would be days.
But that's a self-imposed, like, or a not self-imposed, but that was imposed upon you a bit. Like, I'm talking.
I don't know. Like, I would like to do. I'm at the point. I would like to do stuff. It would be nice to go.
That sounds like your walkabout, just to stay in your basement and turn out the lights. Look at your guitars that you can't really play. I mean, that's your kind of a vacation right there.
Yeah. Boomer's kid is taking over the bottom floor.
Empty house.
Yeah, I had to move all my stuff. My kid took
what?
Over the basement
no.
bedroom. Yeah.
No.
Yeah, lost the fight.
It's my guitar room.
I lost the battle, so I had to haul all my stuff out. He took over. And when the wife is like, well, if you were like 15, 16, you would want the downstairs basement, the bedroom down there. I'm like, all right, fine. So yeah, I had to shake. Now I'm upstairs. There's no good. No good, boys.
You should just get in there and start. You got him up in the bedroom that he was in. Now you just go in there and just start railing on things.
Well, yeah.
Get
crank it
you
up.
Don't want to let? Give me my space. I'm just gonna be awesome. Goes can you play any 11. Of those guitars?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
Can you?
Yep.
Who would be better, you or DeForest's kid?
Ooh, that's a showdown I want to see.
Well, I would take on DeForest's kid. I'd have no problem with that. Oh. But
my kid's still young. He's still having fun.
I was going to say, he's like two. He just stands right. there.
Oh, it's not two. Yeah, he's like
two.
Seven.
No, he's right, two.
He can barely hold the guitar's weighing him down.
Goo goo gaga.
Like what are they doing? Like I know you're in love with it. You're loving the School of Rock for your kid. Can they?
I like the idea of him liking music and rock and roll music and good music and getting the Disney crap off his playlist and that kind of thing. And yeah, put a guitar in his hand, put some drums in his hand, keyboard, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Yes. Very encouraging.
But can they do anything yet?
They can mess around. They have the idea.
What
again,
does that? So again what does
six.
That mean?
They're getting the basics. This is a guitar. Here's how I hold it. Here's how I pluck the little strings. Are they playing songs? Not really.
Right.
My dog has fleas.
Introduction. But then you transition into the music lessons, and they're already familiar with having these things in their hands and whatnot.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Mm-hmm. Just got to have some fun with it. It's like taking them fishing, Dean. They're going to enjoy being out there. It's not a sheesh.
Sure. It's
hard on them. Can't play a song yet. What's wrong with you?
It was not what I was. I was just wondering because I don't know at that age. Maybe they are very proficient at playing horns and drums and guitars.
I'm sorry, my kid can't shred like you do.
Just sorry.
He's not playing.
What's the what's the best instrument? Just to like you said, you want to learn music and to have success with it. I got to think guitar is difficult.
Even a bass guitar. You throw a little bass in their hands, four strings, boom boom
Laser.
Boom
yeah.
boom mm-hmm. boom.
That's ukulele?
Sure, yeah, uke it up.
We got a ukulele kicking around the house. That's a good starting point.
You throw a keyboard at them, they'll get the idea.
Yeah, that's
what piano here or there. Yeah.
Ukulele is going to have different. It's going to be different chords though for your fingers. It's not going to be the same necessarily.
Here we go, Mr. Perfectionist.
You move on to your guitar,
Mr. String instrument. Over
you're not
here.
Dealing. Hey.
The thing about the modern
apples,
the modern day harp, it's on an angle. You have to.
Yeah.
That's a harpsichord.
Yeah. Tough on the wrist.
Tilt it.
Difficult.
Is that a cello or a giant guitar? What are you playing there?
I don't care if you're only five. You choose defense or forward as a hockey player.
That's right. Yeah. What are you going to be? What are you going to be?
Playing a wing or decide now?
Well, it comes down to what are the ladies like? The ladies like the guitar guy, right? Lead singer?
Do
can
they
he
like
sing?
The guitar guy? Lead singer? Drummer? Tommy Lee?
Not yeah. a drum, come on. Parents love the idea of drums until
they get them in the house.
The kid has a set of drums.
Yeah, it's a terrible
idea.
Wait
till you introduce like a brass instrument. You think a trumpet's fun in the house? Oh my God.
Trombone.
That'd be a nightmare. You think there's just an elephant walking around your house if you get the tuba in the house? Like, oh my God, kill me.
Is that a foghorn?
I kind of want a tuba going.
We got Nick Grossman visiting. What's going on here?
Nick?
Nick us!
Tuba.
Bigger than your kid. He's going to like drag it on wheels everywhere.
He'll follow you around playing the A&W Bear song.
Yeah. guy asking on the text line is a sax okay? I was told from somebody, a buddy of mine that was in college, he's like, you don't learn the saxophone. Everybody thinks the saxophone's great. You want to learn the trumpet, so then you can go to a sporting event and be a hit. You can get into the crowd and
or the most annoying dick in the building.
That's right. like you say,
I'm hilarious. I've got a trumpet.
When you're learning a brass instrument, I don't think any of it's any good. I think there's it's no painful for the house. Parent any yeah. way, shape, or form. Not good.
About the old recorder we all played in. Yeah, what about the old recorder we all played in elementary?
It's not much we got better. One in this house. Anytime the kids grab it, I'm like, basement, now, just, no recorders on the main floor. Yeah.
Full
rule.
Of spit. Gross.
What about the bagpipes?
Stop.
Get the boy a bag, some bagpipes?
No.
Hurry!
I know how those work. Can you find an accordion anymore?
Mine would just use it as a whoopee cushion. Just fill it with air and sit on it.
We got the nine coming up. Andrew McBride, McBride, local degenerate. Yeah, local.
He's a sharp now, Dean. He's not a degenerate.
Local
degenerate. He's made some money. He's a sharp.
He's losing weight, Dean. He's on a diet. He did his class last week.
Yeah, he was staying up all night farting, feeling awful, waves of energy, gut rot. He's trying to clean it up. So
really?
We'll check in and see if he's still alive.
He doesn't seem like a guy that would need that. He's very
well, that's what I said. He said, I know. I don't know what happened to me. You know, and no job. NLL didn't play last year. All he's got is walks to the park and apparently heavy on the Halloween candy.
Yeah.
Not quite Peter Klein territory, but you know he used to be a pro athlete, McBride.
8:49, we will go to the fan feedback line. Get your texts in, 960-960. What you want to talk about when we come back? Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Boomer in the Morning is on Sportsnet 960 The Fan.
Tonight we have got the Thursday nighter, Arizona in Seattle. 6 o'clock start. Should be a goodie. Should be all right. Do we all have Arizona on this on our tickets for tonight?
That scares me.
Yeah.
I thought I would be the only I was hoping I'd be the only one in Arizona. I like that when we're all on the same page, we're usually wrong, right?
I got a tie.
The NFL.
That's right, you got a tie.
I just think Seattle is like you look at the body of work the last month, it's been dreadful.
Well, that philosophy worked out well for you with your Baltimore pick on Monday night.
Sunday night, yeah, it was not good. Patriots.
Not great.
Leaped up my ticket.
Yeah, not great.
Leaped up my tickets.
Speaking of tickets and gambling, Andrew McBride will join Pinder in the nine for Envision Custom Renovations.
Oh, he's got takes on the Thursday nighter.
I bet
he
does. Yeah, he probably would. Big Seahawks honk. Let's end the show with what you want to talk about to put a end.
So what you want? Talking about.
What you want to talk about with Boomer in the Morning. Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Black Friday deals all month long. Enjoy 0% on all models, a guaranteed cash giveaway, and much more. Visit VarsityChrysler.com.
960-960. Do you know Colter Wall is Brad Wall's son? Yes, we do.
Talked about
we've mentioned
what?
It numerous times and for numerous years now. We have mentioned that, but thank you for the update.
Well, but hang on. Do you know that Brad Wall is Colter Wall's dad?
That I didn't know.
Okay.
Weird. So. I'm gonna write it down. Who's
a dolphin?
Yeah. Somebody. Whose kid is the pterodactyl in the background? Is this text? Whose kid is that?
Not mine. Mine's at school.
Mom.
Who is that?
One screaming now. It's getting busy here. Weekend's coming. The resorts get starting to pack up here.
What's going on there? You don't have a kid that should be making that kind. That sounds like a newborn. What kind of a show are you running down there?
Well, some of these parents have no discipline, right?
Uh-huh.
Kids yelling.
Said the father whose kid was hammering wine at an establishment in Florida.
Don't oversell it.
I'm sorry.
Well,
the people at that table, they're so hammered that they don't even see their son drinking wine. They're all drinking. They're all high as a kite.
And then all right, Bill, tip.
Gotta
double gun salute as he walks out.
Here you go.
My brother
played
the tuba for 8 years. You don't want that in your life. It also took up so much room in the bus, he had to get a second tuba so he could have one at school and one at home.
Oh, that's
so something to think about if you're in the tuba. Are you in the market for a tuba, Jay? Does the boy want himself a tuba?
Yeah, sure.
All right. Then you're going to need two, apparently.
Two bus passes.
Two.
Taking up too much space. Let's go.
This is how the balance sheet. The drummer in a band equals the goalie on a hockey team. A winger,
really?
Winger equals guitar player. The center equals lead singer. Defenseman equals a bass player. So you'd have been back. You'd have been back there on the bass.
Yeah, I don't.
Just minding your own
analogy.
Business.
I don't know if it's right at all, but it sure is an analogy.
Played trombone in junior high. Grew to hate it. My dad would hound me to practice 20 minutes a night. I would sit there and blow the bleep out of that thing as loud as I could. It sounded like elephants making love. Then he eventually told me I could quit band if I wanted to. So there you go. Just stick with it.
And how do you know what that sounds like, by the way? It's a weird thing to know what
it's
it
weird.
Sounds like.
Yeah.
Very weird.
This text just says, unblock my buddy. He doesn't know what he did, but he says he's sorry. I don't... That's
how can you be sorry if you don't know what you're apologizing for? That sounds like a phony apology.
Yeah. Doesn't know what he did, but he's sorry. Well, that's... Get out of here. And if you got blocked, trust me, because the Rock is, we got to unblock, start from fresh, be nice to, If you're blocked now, you've really bleeped up.
Yeah.
Because we clean the slate, and we're told, don't block anybody. And so if you're blocked now...
You're not coming back.
You're done.
What's the obsession with non-blocking? What's the upside there?
I don't know.
We need everyone's opinion on the show.
No, I think people just want to feel like they're engaged with the show. But it's like so you want to engage, but then you do something that gets you blocked. Take a long
less death look. Threats, more positivity. That's kind of my motto for the text line.
Mm-hmm. Rhett Long Arms could have been a drummer. I feel like your shoulders. You'd have.
Do you want Long Arms as a drummer? Whoa.
I was just going to say, isn't that opposite?
I don't know. Yeah. Do you need a wide range of motion to be a good drummer?
I like it's all right there. Shorter arms might be easier.
My kid punched me in the head yesterday with his stupid long arms. We were playing soccer. We're running. There's a ball, and I'm playing by the rules because you can't use your hands in soccer, correct?
Says who?
Dummy. Whammo. I haven't been hit that hard since.
Really?
Geno Ogic.
Ouch.
Right in the schnauzer.
Man, that guy was tough.
Still a little bit wonky.
Yeah. Okay, there it is. The Def Leppard drummer text about long arms. So we're done. There you go.
Okay. Bye-bye.
What you want to talk about with Boomer in the Morning. Brought to you by Varsity Chrysler. Black Friday deals all month long. Enjoy 0% on all models, a guaranteed cash giveaway, and much more. Visit VarsityChrysler.com.